drop. Fuck me your bitch, give me top. Take a little sip out of my wop. Ain't no tick on my watch. Don't fuck with no eyes, stay in my lane. I bought the green, lettuce romaine. Call me Obama since I got some change. Freak little bitch, she hot like a flame. Hit me up, don't remember her name. I'm on the go, ain't no time to explain. High octane, I score on the plate. See them blue lights, I'm doing a race. Chasing a ghost, I want me a wraith. Stay with the Drake, just in case. Told you little niggas, get in your place. Come in with caution, you know it's not safe. I got the answer like obviously.
Gotcha, bitch.
With no mileage. She give me the net like an ostrich. I'm out of space in a rocket. Too many bands in my pocket. She giving me hair with a bonnet. Now a bitch, I do the dash when it comes to the money.
Damn, kicking son, up the where'd shit, you find this?
Like I'm Sonny. Oh, you love the drip. Wanna hit all up on me. Pull up with the click, cool clip. Bitch, the army.
Hold on, let me get one of those organic.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, yeah.
We not God damn.
Boy.
It's the High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
Yeah.
Coming at you with season 3.
Yeah.
2020, you know what I'm saying? Business. That's what's going on, man. I am your motherfucking co-host, Trill Olansky, one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram.
Yeah, we've been going too long. It's your boy, J-Dot, J-Dot-H-C-D-B on the IG. Holla at your boy. What is it?
Who else we got today, man?
Well, you know who this is. Your boy Flames P, your baby mother's favorite. You already know who that is.
That's a no for me, dog.
Facts.
Oren, hi.
Ah, oh, you're so fucking bland.
Don't
dude.
Get your expectations.
Fucking bland. And who else we got joining us today, man?
Magic, college boy.
And Magic, aka Black Magic, motherfucker. Yo.
Magic.
Yeah, we in this bit.
Magic. Do you believe in magic? Yeah. I don't even know how we starting this motherfucking show off today, man. You know what? I think we're going to go with titties. All right, man. We're going to go around, man. Titties.
I approve. I like titties.
Everybody likes titties, right? Oh, man. We got the last person joining us, too. Alex, man. Come on into the motherfucking house, man. We recording. Open the door.
I don't think he can hear you.
Open the door. All right. Somebody's gonna open the door so Alex can come.
This is how we started season 3 off.
This is a predominantly black podcast, so some shit's gonna be late. That's just what it is, man.
His shirt says I'm black too.
Yeah, he says I'm black.
Negro time.
Island time, my man.
Negro time.
You right here, man. We got you right here.
You know what to
spot right here, so you can chime in.
Hey, what was
your point?
What was the topic, bro?
Like every other show, we have.
Tatas for dollars? Nah, we did that. That was season 1.
Tatas. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We was just talking about titties before the show, and then we decided to start the show, and it was just like, I guess it just segued into the beginning of the show. Yeah. I personally like all forms of titties. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate.
So even the long deflated joints?
Hey, man. I'm going to say long deflated,
don't
bro.
Don't be pointing at me. You know what I'm going to say.
Hey, you like long titties?
No, I do not.
Titties.
I like tiny nipples.
Schlong titties.
What? I like tiny nipples.
Like nickel?
Yeah. Nickel quarter?
A quarter, okay. I like 50-cent piece joints.
50-cent piece. Hey,
it depends on the size of the titty.
A little bit.
Too,
like, right? I even take a little bigger than the 50-cent piece.
There is a ratio. Like, if you have, a really tiny titty and a big nipple,
like
it
a Red Bull,
weird.
Like the circumference of a Red
Them
Bull,
70s
that's like
titties.
Almost a perfect
where the
areola
in the titty was the whole titty.
Oh, it's just all areola.
Yeah, it was just.
So I'm saying, like, if this is your titty and this is your areola.
No. Your areola got to look like an eye. Like the titties are staring at you. Like,
it's got to have a surprise.
That's some old school
titties. And it's got to be in a triangle, too.
No. That's the old titty, the triangle titties.
All the
they pointy at the tip.
Yeah. The ones that cone off. At the top.
Yeah, I don't like them joints.
I'll
discriminate, baby.
I like the new school.
I'm not discriminating here.
I like the new
saying.
School, like, titties that be too heavy for her age. Like, she, like, 25, but then titties is about 35.
That's always weird to me.
What?
Like, no, but that's weird to me. Like, when you see, like, a 20-year-old and her titties are, like...
No, not saggy, but then like just they
no,
heavy.
Like,
they hold weight,
but
you
I'm
know?
I'm saying, like, it just...
They not saggy, though. They holding weight right now.
As long as they ain't firm, we can all agree.
You like firm titties?
I don't like too firm. I want it like a memory foam, big dog. You know what I'm saying? Like just.
Well, what's firm though?
Like
workout.
Like this table.
Oh no, that's flat chested.
Yeah.
That's not titty.
That's
bone. That's bone.
This is hard. This couch.
Nah, I done cross some big titties that's super firm. You be like, yo, man, them shit too
firm.
Yeah, too firm, dog. Yeah, dog.
I don't know.
You ever got suffocated by a titty before?
I welcome that though. I like
yes.
that. Yeah, suffocate me, please.
Like, what the titties are? I've had all types of titties.
Hold on.
And I'll say, I love them all.
That'd be the best feeling. When you suck it on that motherfucker, you can't breathe. You gotta
That's when you gotta switch to the other titty. Giving that titty too much attention. You gotta switch up.
We gotta breathe out the corner of your mouth like.
It's a technique to suck a titty. Though, like a lot of dudes, like, you get caught up on that one titty, man. Like,
no,
mind the other titty. Yeah. Like, you got two hands. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, shoot.
Keep the other titty occupied with the left hand.
They say, you know, it's another one.
That's why you gotta change the volume. You gotta be adjusting the volume with the left hand and then sucking with the right hand. Like, long as you long as you got that nipple in between your finger, your index and your thumb, you good. Just don't lose track of that.
Mixing that shit like Manny Fresh.
Yeah, it's like, remember you had the old VCR. Remember you had the old VCR and you had the tracking. You had to do the tracking to get the squiggles out. Yeah, that's what you gotta do the titty.
Fine tune that motherfucker.
And then listen to her as you do the titty. Like,
but you know what's so crazy? All dudes got that one favorite titty though. Like, we gonna give
for some reason I always go for the left titty.
It's always that
I'm right-handed,
titty.
So I guess
I go for the left, because if it's right here, dog,
like, my arm is like, it is in a precarious situation. So, like, that left titty is just that perfect distance.
Yeah, it's right
where
there.
My arm is extended and it's not right uncomfortable as I'm grasping.
You can't
the titty.
Just cross titty like crazy. Nah.
So
you
is
can't
that the convenient titty? That's just
the convenient
titty.
Titty
right that's closest.
Her left, your left.
Her left.
It's her left.
You're right.
Yeah,
like,
right.
If you're looking at her, it's on your right, but it's her left.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the big sister. That's what I call them. It's the big sister and the little sister.
Well, you gotta go with the opposite.
No, because most females got a bigger titty than the little.
Because everybody was sucking on the one.
Just the big sister. Like, she been eating. Like, the
you gotta notice if
like
you're right-handed.
She got weight distribution.
If you're right-handed, you're more ticklish on your left side and vice versa.
How the fuck do you know that?
Because it's just...
He knows shit like that.
I just know it's dumb shit like this.
We talking about titties.
But I'm
we talking about
titties. No, I'm saying, so, if she's right-handed, you go for the left titty.
Because it's more sensitive?
Exactly. You'll get more bang for your buck.
See, I didn't even know that.
I don't know, bro.
I just... see, that's how I know I'm a real nigga. Because my whole life, I've been going for that left titty. You know what I'm saying? And now, I got a positive affirmation that I've been doing it the right way.
And then she ever tell you, like, hey, the other one... Oh, it is another titty. Like, oh, shit. I forgot about the whole another titty.
And then you spend that whole day just cuddling that titty like, oh, yeah. My bad. And next day, I go right back to the left. Like, shit, I forgot about that conversation. You ticklish on this side, girl.
Yeah, baby, you left-handed. You know.
Both titties got to get love.
Nah, man, but that was a good little conversation, man. I appreciate it, man. Everybody
clapping
who's tuning
titty.
In once again, this is the High Class Dirtbags podcast.
And we love titties.
And we talk about a lot of random shit. We had Alex join us last minute. Say what's up, Alex.
What's up?
You missed the introduction.
What's your IG, bro? You got IG? Tell him.
Yeah, IG, Alexander Hoop. Alexander Hoop.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, Alexander Hoop. Hold on.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He don't got a headphone because, that's just how we living around here. Nah, we ran out of headphones, but I'm sorry, man. That just...
You don't have, like, normal shitty?
We keep it organic around here, man. Okay. Some shit we got, some shit we don't. That's just what it is. All right, man. So what else the fuck we got going on, man? How has everybody been coming into this new year, man? Everybody been good, man?
Keeping it pushing,
grateful.
Man.
Grateful.
That's what I've been great.
Grateful. Yeah.
I haven't worked a day. I've been on vacation for the whole year.
Really? You going to talk into the mic, or are you going
to... No, I'm not. Right. I don't want everybody to know that I've been not working.
Must be nice. You've been off.
It sucks.
Yeah. You got shit written down.
I'm proud of it. Like,
what we got, bro?
I don't know. Well, I got a couple of notes today, man. Well, Oren made these notes, so I'm going to let him lead, man. I'm going to go ahead and let him take the lead, man. I'm going to take the back seat, man. I'm going to sip my undisclosed scotch because they're not sponsoring this podcast yet, so it's undisclosed.
If there was an apocalypse today, how long would you have to be, like, and you're dating somebody. Let's say, you know, you're dating some chick and the apocalypse happens today. Like, how long do you have to be with this person before you're, like, obligated with this person? You know what
like
I mean?
You gotta
like,
stay with
like
him through
the like, apocalypse is here. Like, I wanna go do this, but if you're dating somebody like 2 months, are you like,
no.
Peace? Or like, no. You're like, all right, we could do this together.
No,
like,
no.
Like,
2 months?
Obviously, if you're married to somebody,
if you I think
you're going as
I
the
think,
whole family.
I think if the word love is involved, like if y'all love each other, then
this was yesterday.
You gotta rock with them. But if you just met her, like we only been on 4 dates.
Nah, I'll see you later, bro.
You on your own, baby girl. I'm like,
asking,
you know,
what's the threshold?
I see you at the end of the world, huh?
I'm asking, what
it's love, bro.
So we're gonna go.
You mean to tell me you've been dating a girl 2 months and you just gonna go with her, fuck your family, your cousins, your.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what
so
mean?
Like, nah, and nah. How much love? Like, you just said I love you after 6 months. Like, are you
okay, so, so what we gonna do now? we gonna go around.
You don't move again. Your toothbrush is still at your place.
Hey guys, hold on. We're gonna go around. I want to hear what Flames got to say. I want to hear what Alex got to say. I want to hear what Justin got to say. So you saying it's gotta be love involved,
right?
It gotta
be love involved. If there ain't no love involved, why are you?
I mean, obviously,
you about to spend your last hours with somebody you just met.
What if she has a cheap?
What about memories with people that you didn't knew your whole life?
What do you think? What do you think, Alex?
What is that point? What do you mean stay? Mean to stay in a relationship or mean staying like as in like the monster's about to come get you?
Yeah, that's what I'm not like.
Like physically stay.
All right, bitch, I'm out. Like you, all right, we gotta go to the, you know.
Oh, like they say, like a meteor is headed to Earth and in 16 hours.
No, not like end of the world. Like you wake up.
You
and
said
like
apocalypse,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but like that meteor is like end of the world. I'm talking about you wake up and there's like zombies
that's
out.
An apocalypse.
Like, yeah,
the
but
apocalypse
like
means
end of the world.
That's what I wanted to know.
Or reset.
Whether it's zombie apocalypse or
all right,
fucking.
So I'll be more specific. Like, it's the end of, like, society. Like, Walking Dead. You know, that kind of shit. Like,
okay.
There's still people
all hell
down.
Breaking loose.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amongst us.
Like, how, like, are you responsible for this person? Because,
yeah. It's depends.
Obviously, if you love the person.
I get what you're saying. Like, for me, my answer would be if I'm with that person at the time of the apocalypse happening. It's like, dog, I'm not about to run halfway across the town to make sure y'all motherfuckers straight. It's like, dog, if you with me when some shit pop off, guess what? It's me and you until one of us motherfucking die, goddammit.
Like, that's gonna be my
but, like, but I'm not running halfway across town and be like, oh, let me battle, like, snow apocalypse. When snow apocalypse happened in Atlanta, like, some shit, like, wait, would you like... Imagine if a real apocalypse happens in Atlanta, everything's gonna be locked down. You ain't gonna be able to get nowhere. So it's like, so what? You gonna fight through all that shit to get to that person, or you gonna be like, hey man, shit, let's meet somewhere.
As long as our phones work, and I know he's good.
So then, at what point do you fight? Do you go across town to make sure this person?
That's what I said. You gotta be in love.
It ain't no point. My thing is, you go across town, right? You got a bad woman at the house. Beautiful. Great titties. And you go across town, you don't know what's on the other side of town. It might be a whole bunch of dudes.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going.
You missed out.
Yeah.
The whole rest of your life, you think about, damn, I missed out on that bad girl at the house for a bunch of dudes. I'm staying home. I ain't taking the risk.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, looks like we got to procreate.
But if she on the other side of town, so you there by yourself, then you got to go. You gonna stay again, vice versa. You in the house, a whole bunch of this house right now, bunch of zombies out there. You know, across in Decatur, is a bad girl waiting for you.
Oh, she better know how to survive.
Yeah, look, we get together right here. Look, this
you gotta really care about it, bro.
It's the last girl in Metro Atlanta.
Boy, somebody gotta save. I can't.
It's a girl though.
I'm talking about. You can't live off bread alone.
You gotta mean something to me. Like, you gotta mean something to me, man. Like, you just can't be a chick I like and just cause you bad and got big titties. Like, you gotta mean something.
At this point, I'm saying this is the only girl in Metro Atlanta.
It's like one girl
but
left
no, it's
in
not
the city.
Only one girl. No,
better
it's
yet,
not
better
the
yet,
one
better
girl.
Yet, better yet, the only town where there's women. It could be more than one girl. The only town where there's women left that you know of is in Metro. I mean, it's in Decatur.
But is it worth risking your life for some pussy?
Is it risk?
No,
that's
you can't.
Is it living without pussy?
Oh.
Well, you made it like
now
that.
We got it. Now we got
hold
a
on.
Dilemma. Yeah. Now we got a dilemma. Because like, okay, like, yeah, I can travel across town because there's pussy over there, but then what if I don't make it? Like, I took that trip for pussy.
Shit, you ain't got shit else to do.
Hey,
no!
I mean, shit, it's looting and fucking, yeah. I imagine, in the apocalypse,
hey,
right?
Book of Eli, I ain't see Denzel want some pussy now one time.
I was about to say,
I'll be all right.
That nigga was blind.
I don't mean niggas blind, niggas don't get horny.
Yeah, but are you going to travel across the... Waste your gas and like
no, that's what I'm saying.
A chance
no.
of wasting bullets. For
I'm
some
not.
No, yeah.
I am not. I'm not getting
for
my
love,
arm bit
I mean,
or like my vehicle stolen or like jumped by a bunch of fucking pack
I feel
animals.
Like, I feel like I've been the most unified a bunch of men. If you leave out the house and everybody say, "No, what this?"
Like, we all gotta go. No, we all gotta go. Like, if I say it's some pussy across town, we all gotta go.
We all go. We fight zombies and everything.
Like, she our wife now. Like, that's our girl, bro. We gotta save our girl, my nigga. Like, what y'all talking about?
Party in the apocalypse. Like, yo, man, the bitches in the wasteland, man, they having a party tonight.
Oh, well.
God, fucking mad.
Them bitches gonna be scissoring like a motherfucker. Good luck.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, let them come to us. What the fuck?
Like, this shit ain't never gonna happen.
Just meet in the Badlands. Meet halfway in the Badlands.
They store nuts like camels store water.
It's like when women in crisis, it's like dick don't matter to them. Like,
it don't matter.
But to us, it's like, I need water. I need pussy. But to them, it's like, no, we need all this other shit. They farming. That's why if it's ever an apocalypse, you want to go where the women at, because they not thinking about fucking. They thinking about survival. They planting shit. Niggas is hunting for this pussy.
Like, niggas like, yo, I got to save the world, but let me bust this nut first.
Think about this. In any movie you saw, it's apocalypse. It's a bunch of dudes, and they come across a woman. Now they fighting because all of them want the fucking woman.
Yeah, but these are movies.
Because it's pussy involved. No, even if it was real life. If it was all of us here for 2 months stuck eating off of what we could eat, and the chick knock on the door, she going to throw a monkey wrench into our... We've been living good. We got food. We got shelter. Then all of a sudden, here comes this bitch. Somebody about to die in the next 2 days.
Look over there.
I guarantee you somebody... Oh, now we about to start talking shit about each other. Oh, you're real friendly to the chick, huh?
You know that nigga.
Oh, you sharing your sandwich with her, huh? And then all of a sudden, one nigga go missing. Hey, where'd Jay go? I don't know.
Pillow talking, what to talk about. You know that nigga don't wash his ass, right?
We've been here for 2 months. He ain't take a shower yet. Throwing dirt.
Better yet, to your point, prison.
Oh.
The reason prison's so bad, because you know you got bitches outside. Like, fuck, I stay free food, free freaking home. Like, all my homeboys here? Why not?
Some niggas make the best out of that situation, though.
There's a girl outside somewhere, and I'm stuck with these dudes.
That's a great point,
dog. I got 2 days before I start losing it because this bitch is outside.
I'm about to say, me personally, like, I don't see why anybody wouldn't travel in the apocalypse with somebody, because, I mean, you do that shit before the apocalypse. You put yourself in precarious positions all the time to be with a chick, so, like...
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past somebody, so, like shit. I'm gonna risk it, man. You feel like I gotta walk. I got a sword. I'm about to fucking.
Like, what? You gonna get shot at in an apocalypse? I done been shot at over a chick. Like, you gonna get robbed? I done been robbed over a shit. Like, you gonna get in a fight? Yeah, you gonna have to do some treacherous shit. Like, I mean, you gotta do that without an apocalypse or shit.
You gotta think about that, man.
But what's the difference? Like, am I wrong?
I mean, it's
like, shit. Think about all the hoops and shit that you done jumped through.
What is your life worth?
To be with somebody in the regular day to day. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. So, how much does the apocalypse?
But then you
really
think
apply?
About this, like, you get with the chick, and now you're the protector. You ain't gonna expect her to fight with you.
Shit.
So you done left.
Shit.
I mean, you came, but shit, you gonna be helping her more than she helped you.
Shit, baby.
Yeah, what the fuck she gonna do?
If she can't throw them hands,
she can't.
I'll take the knife. You take the pistol, babe, and just like, well,
it's funny. I just seen a movie like that though.
It's like you see these movies and like the bitches be the women be like real women, like feminine, and don't know how to fight, don't know how to change a tire, then all of a sudden the apocalypse break loose and they busting guns. Like, that's not realistic.
I don't know if y'all seen this movie. It's called The Domestics.
Nah. I think I started to watch that. I didn't see it, though, bro. Is it good?
It's the exact same shit we talking about, but, like, dude, you know, he with his chick, but she, like, before this shit was going to happen, she was going to leave him. But now all this shit happening, you know what I'm saying?
That's tough, dog. That's tough. You're like, yo, that's a situation.
Hey, sound just like a woman to me.
You about to break up with somebody and apocalypse happen. What do you do?
No, but see, that's every day. That's women do that every day.
Yeah, but the apocalypse, like...
Women do that every day. They with a dude they don't like. They about to leave him. She lose her job. What she got? She got to stay with him.
whatever. But
and fake the
I mean,
funk.
Dudes do that too. I know niggas that stay with.
Yeah, the niggas been doing that for.
I know dudes that do that just to have a place to stay.
I did that for sunglasses once.
It's called
sunglasses. What kind of whore are you,
bro? It's called hobo sexual. I went.
You cheaper than that, though.
I went to go wake up with a girl and she had,
for what, sunglasses?
No, but I went to go wake up with her and she gave me sunglasses. And
oh, now I can't go nowhere because she gave me some Ray-Bans. These Ray-Bans is worth everything.
I'm out. A few more days.
Thank you. No, that's what
I'm about to say. As soon as I walk out that front door, the sun gleaming in my eye. I'm putting them sunglasses on like shit.
That's what you call a parting gift.
Yep.
That's what you call right there.
Yeah, I figure at least I'm 24.
Consolation prize. You can't leave with the pussy.
Yeah, you have to at least hold on to the gift for 24 hours. No, yeah, you do. You can't just take a gift and be like, oh, I'm waking up with you. Peace.
They do it all the time,
you
bro.
Gotta, no, but at that exact, like, meeting?
No, you take it.
Exactly, so I didn't break
and
up.
And then that's the last time she sees
exactly,
you.
Exactly, the next time we broke
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but you don't do it face-to-face. No, exactly. Like, I don't see you. Like, I got my glasses on and shit. Like, you know what? Let me take these glasses off.
Nah.
I don't think this is going to work.
I wait till I get in the car. I'll be like, yeah, I appreciate the gift, but I'm about to... I don't think this is going to work. And then, like, before I even leave the driveway, like, you still in my driveway? Yeah.
I'm just going to evaporate on that bitch like water vapor. Like, she looking for me the next day, and I'm nowhere to be found. Like, I just bought him some fracking Ray-Bans.
Condensation.
Yeah, I was here, and then I'm not, and you don't know where I went.
Disappear like condensation. I don't know, man. Like, me personally, like, I think you just keep it real. I don't know. Maybe in my 20s, it's different. Like, shit. I don't know.
You know
like,
what, bro? I'm going to say this because you were about to say keep it real. Keep it real is played out, man. Nobody keeps it real no more.
So what you supposed to do? Not keep it real?
You keep it real. You play it. So, no. Keep it real with yourself. But you got to give motherfuckers just enough information.
But keeping it real for yourself is where you set the bar. So
No. You're going to keep it real with yourself. Like, I know what I can do, I know what I can't do.
Yeah, but that's a bar you set. You know what I mean? Like,
and yeah, in your own mind.
Like,
but
I'm not an asshole.
As far as people
what?
Know, as far as people yeah. know, like you set the bar low.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna be like, oh,
it depends. It depends on what scenario
this motherfucker
I'm
left
in.
His wife at the apocalypse.
Because at work, I'm gonna keep it real to a certain extent. Because if I kept it 100% real, I probably wouldn't have a career after 15.
I don't think keeping it real at work works.
Does that make sense?
But
like,
what's real is real.
Like brothers.
I think, okay,
like,
if you're an employee, let's take the like. If you're not a boss, if you're an employee, you have a boss, you have a supervisor that you report to or whatever. You only can keep it real so much. You can't keep it all the way real.
I don't know. I guess.
And I mean, at the same time, you don't. This is how I work. I don't let work people know everything about me.
Nobody knows.
You know the work me, but outside of work is another me, and that's how it should be. I think.
Well, your work is a personality or a character you create.
Right.
For them.
Yeah.
Right. For professional purposes.
Exactly. And then as soon as I get in the car, it's like a light switch. Yeah, I'm like surprised.
Yeah. Like, you can take the costume. You can take the mask off.
Niggas in
and
the costume.
Yeah. You think about it, as a black man in America, it's only so many places you can go and truly be your true self without any kind of judgment. Now, is it wrong? Yes, it's wrong to have to feel like you have to go somewhere and change who you are or how you behave based on how people perceive you. But as a black man, you can't go to work like me, like yourself every day. You can't. You can't go and speak to people in the way you speak to your homies. You can't go and conduct yourself the way you conduct yourself outside of work. It's a lot of shit you got to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of you got to swallow your pride sometimes. As a black man specifically, you know what I'm saying? It's like you got to tiptoe through that shit.
I too had a dream, my brother.
I got to put on my uniform and go to work. Like, not only do I put on the work clothes, I got to put on like a work fucking cloak. Because it's a lot of shit they're going to say to you. It's a lot of motherfuckers you're not going to get along with or you wouldn't get along with normally. It's going to be some racist people.
You
just got to eat that.
Yeah, I mean, you do. But that's why it's so funny to me because, like, as a black man, especially, I only know what it is to be a black man because I only lived as a black man. And I know that I've lived as a black man long enough to know that there's a lot of shit that occurs to us black men that really don't fucking... If it happened to anybody else, it would be a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why a lot of this politically incorrect, correct shit that's going on now in the media and just everything, in the entertainment business specifically, like, it's just like, dog, like, shit, nigga, I'm still getting dealt. I still got to deal with racist-ass motherfuckers every day. And y'all talk about some shit that, you know, Y'all talk about some shit that fucking motherfucker did to y'all 25 years ago. What about the motherfucking shit that this motherfucker did to me yesterday? And I still got to come in here, swallow my pride, and do this fucking job. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we are a stronger breed than any other quote-unquote race in the world, whether you call it race or however.
Yeah, whatever your classification is.
Because we've been taking shit.
Condition.
We've been taking shit since we've been in this world. Even though we were the first man, but... You know,
in this country, specifically.
Yeah, well, no. In the world.
Well, no, in the world, you're right.
In Europe, even in our own homeland.
Yep.
You know, we're different, you know. Look at her. I'm
baby
glad
love.
I'm glad.
Are you comfortable?
Baby love. I hate that awkward cough. Like,
he's got them baby love.
But it's just a lot of stuff that bothers everybody else. They're like, I can't believe you said that to me. And I'm like, motherfucker, they were saying that to me in sixth grade.
That's the worst you heard?
I'm 31 now. I've been hearing that shit since I was like 7. You know? It's like... Okay, you're gonna call me dumb. I've heard that before, but when you look at how I had my credits to graduate high school in ninth grade, you're gonna look at me dumb. You know.
No, but that's how it is, though. Like, it's, and we talked about this in a couple episodes prior, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, it's almost like being bilingual, you know what I'm saying? It's a form because you know. Doing that, going through what you go through, you kind of like, you got to be street smart in some sense. You know what I'm saying? Especially,
mm-hmm. It's like the Oogie Boogie Man.
Yeah.
Like when his seams would break apart and a few bugs would come out. Every now and then at work, I let the real me seep through them. You know, them
sometimes you got to. Sometimes up, you got to.
You know,
let motherfuckers know what time it is.
But yeah, that's. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I just think everybody nowadays should just lighten the fuck up and stop getting so offended. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, shit, if I got offended every time I walk outside my door as a black man, I wouldn't go outside. Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, you couldn't even be inside.
You got to have thick skin, man. You got to have thick skin.
So stop taking shit personal, man. Just move on, man. Like, just move on. Shit happens, good and bad, man. Life is 50-50, baby. You just got to balance the scale and move on, man.
Billy,
you know what I'm saying? Keep it
message.
Moving, bitch. That's just what we doing, man. But we getting a little too philosophical, man, for these motherfuckers for a high-class dirtbags podcast, man. We about to get back into it right now.
We're going back to titties. We talk about titties again?
A little bit about titties.
Oh.
I was just talking to my homeboy, Black Magic, just yesterday. I feel like I get sexual harassed.
Oh, man.
At least once a day.
Niggas get sexually harassed all the time.
I'm trying to think. Like, what you say? I'm trying to think if I ever got sex. I probably wanted it.
No, it happens. Think about it.
You let it be.
Wait. If you want it, if you liked it or wanted it, is it harassment?
Meaning, like, you being a little...
It still is harassment, whether you want it or not.
I don't think it's harassment. It's only harassment if you don't want it.
Yeah, that is
true.
Well,
I mean, not so much you didn't want it, but
unsolicited.
It's unexpected.
Like, you didn't ask for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just making my coffee, and she said I got a tight butt.
Exactly.
But she likes, she wants the D.
I'm not going to, you know, call HR.
But, you know, some women, they only will sexually harass you, quote-unquote sexually, if they like you.
Yeah, but
men will sexually harass women just off GP. Like, just because we just got fly mouth and we just gonna say
like,
shit.
Yeah, you gonna try. You think
you know you ain't got a shot or you're not really trying to fuck, but you just like, I gotta let her know. Titties, I see your nipples or some shit like that. You're like, oh, it must be cold in here. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. They don't say shit like that. They just straight up say it. Or brush up on you or touch you.
Bro, if you ever been in a room or near a room, a bunch of women talking. They are nastier than men. Them.
The times that I have been in the room, they stop talking.
I've heard women say, oh yeah, well, I was walking down the hallway and next thing I know, I was playing like it, but I took my hand and I grazed it up against such and such dick and
You heard this shit?
Yeah, that shit's real, man.
Damn.
If you've ever been anywhere with a bunch of women, like,
I ain't never.
If you go to the club, bar, whatever, and it's mostly women, you gonna get sexual fucking harassed, dog.
Harassed, though?
I mean, harassment, like
they gonna fuck with you.
Harassment to me is like when the big chick, like, she keep trying to talk to me. And, like, she being too friendly and shit. I'm like, I'm uncomfortable. Now that's harassment because I'm like, I got a girl. Oh, thank you. And if she keep going, like, now you're harassing me.
I'm talking about on the level as far as a woman saying harassment. A dude
slap her ass or something, she like, I got sexual
harassment. Nigga, that is kind of sexual
harassment. Bro, that's assault.
But I'm saying,
sexual harassment can be, hey, you're looking good today. Look, they take that straight to HR. He was looking at me like he wanted to eat
me. Bitch, I did. From a male's perspective, if you go in a room full of women or whatever, you're going to get that.
I don't think. See, she men, we don't. That shit don't register with us, it registered with them. But they waiting on it. When women walk into a room, they waiting on it. He gonna look at my ass, or he gonna say something to me. They anticipating it. We don't do that.
Next time you hug a woman, just give a woman a hug. Watch how she rubs your hands on your back, and watch how she goes up around your neck and shit like that.
Oh, she bust that move.
That shit ain't.
Man, I don't believe that. I think it goes back to what you're talking about, black people, especially black men, like. You don't even think about it being harassment because, hey, what's the worst thing? If I wake up in the day and the worst thing somebody does is tell me, you know, some girl comes to me and grabs my ass, I'm like, hey, that's a good day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm running into the homie. Hey, as soon as that happened, I'm telling my boy, hey, yo, so-and-so grab my ass, bro. Oh, you better.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? We get happy about that shit. Even if it's an ugly joint, you're like, yo, guess who touched my butt, bro? Who? So, oh shit, she wanna fuck son? No, hell no. If I was drunk, I mean, she could get it if I'm drunk, but no. See, we ain't offended by it immediately.
There's too many other things for us to be offended by.
It's too much other shit. You're right.
You have a lot of people who don't have anything else to be.
But like I said, women, they waiting for it, especially if she bad. She go into a room and she sees six niggas and two women. She like, somebody gonna try to talk to me. They gonna be staring at me. Let me not.
I do that when you have a room full of bitches.
No, you because you the head of the players association.
I mean, that's just how I feel. Like I say, like, when I walk in a spot and this is
so
a
you
whole
telling
lot,
me when you walk into a room with some women, you be like, oh yeah, they about to fuck
with. Off top.
You just post yourself up by the bar.
And they do.
You just a different type of dick.
I done walk through shit and bitches grab my dick. All type of shit in spots.
You be going to the clubs where they had an all male review, and then you go to the party afterward. They be ready.
I used to be.
They didn't have to sip and paint, and then you go to the after party, and they ready.
Think about it, Trent. You can speak to this. You walk in a room full of women. I don't consider harassment, but it's never wanted. Walk in a room. First thing they do, fucking run their hands through your hair.
Yeah.
I don't like nobody touch my hair.
Because y'all got locks, y'all.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
There's three people in the world that's touched my hair. My barber who has the cut around it.
Yeah.
The woman who actually retwists my hair.
Yep.
And maybe my mom.
Okay, what if they touch your beard?
Nah, man. Is it the same?
No, I had my dreads, nigga.
If she touched my beard, I know she wants the dick.
She used to grab
she touched the beard, I know she wants the dick.
No,
it's a guarantee. If she touched my face.
I mean... They want it, but it's not like it's
going to
happen.
Nah, you ain't going to touch
nobody's
face.
It's up to you.
Man, I seen a chick.
You ain't going to touch nobody's face if you don't want to D.
Thank you. Not no female. Not no woman.
What the hell? You ain't going to touch.
Woman is not going to touch your face, bro.
And I can speak to this to talk about what Justin's saying. And she ain't gonna touch your hair if she don't want the D, bro. Like, cause all them chicks that be rolling, oh, your hair's so pretty. Like, yep. Like,
it's
I know.
It's not always about
like,
sex.
Like,
see,
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you, but that's a form of harassment, though.
I'm more savage because, like, they'll go to do it. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? And I like move my head. I'm like, yeah, don't touch my head.
But it's like a pole.
So wait, you're okay with somebody?
That's how I was with TP. TP was like, yo, man, you took you 7 years to grow your hair. He's like, what if I just cut it right now in this second? It would be all with ways. I was like, dog. Then I was like, if you cut it right now, then I'll fuck you up, dog. Like I said, that shit loud as fuck. Like I'm not playing that shit, dog. Like, nah.
It's kind of like pole fishing. Like, would you let your woman touch another man's beard?
Hell nah, nigga.
Hell no.
I cut their hands off.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't mean it's
not orange.
No, Oren, stop. It's never a bright side to that.
If your girl.
Yeah, there is. The world is black.
If you're standing with your girl.
There's everything
okay,
in between.
All right, how about this? If you're standing with your girl outside a spot, you run into somebody you know, and he got a nice, well groomed beard. And she like, oh, this is nice. You're not offended by that?
Obviously,
and you don't have a beard, and you don't have one.
I have a beard. That's a different story. It's actually worse if I have a beard. You're like, babe, you never touched
exactly.
my beard.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's
so it's
not
never
what I'm
okay. It's never
about.
Okay. That's like a chick touching
dude,
another
up,
dude's arms
fuck,
or something. Oh, Trent, you've been working out. No,
hold
fuck,
on. Shut up. Let me talk. Shut the fuck up.
I got arms too. Hey, bitch, I got arms too.
There is a whole other level of flirting you do. Bruh. Like, shut up. Bruh.
Ain't no levels
work,
to flirting. Ain't no
up.
Levels.
Yeah, there is. There
it's
is
a
like,
start and a finish. That's it. Ain't no levels.
You're going to let me finish or you're just going to keep talking?
Sure.
So there's like that work time flirt you used to that you used to be able to fucking do, where like you wouldn't do it with your girl right there, but you had like your wife, your work wife, you know, that kind of shit. Like, am I not close enough?
No,
I'm sorry. That's like a whole. There's a whole bunch of shit that you would do at work with your girl not there than you would if she was right there.
I don't know what I mean.
About
black men don't cheat.
Yeah, okay.
You say it's a lot of shit you would do with your girl.
I wouldn't do it with my girl in the room.
Yeah, because you want to fuck.
If you ever have
but
that.
But it's not a fuck. It's just a flirt.
No, but you no, want to fuck.
It's not
if
even
you,
a fuck
if
sometimes.
If you ever feel like you have to flirt like that, what you want, I'd pick up my phone and start texting, call a woman. If she ain't working, be like, yo, where you at?
Call your girl, you say.
Yeah, be like, yo, where you at? If you ever feel that way.
That
that's just me though. Well, you know how I am.
Oh shit! All of you guys are flirting at work with fucking people that. You
but
know,
like, this is the thing.
There's just somebody who's just.
No, we're just saying what's the level. No, we're saying. No, what we're saying. What's the level? The maximum level we're saying is like touching a beard. Now I'm not saying you can't flirt.
Like obviously, you touch a beard in front of your fucking your girlfriend's right there. It's gonna cause some shit.
If you flirt with something at work, you most likely want to fuck.
Most likely, though. That's
a difference between wanting to fuck and actually going
as
through
a dude,
with it,
no, but I mean, as a dude, you only can fuck if she want to fuck, so you're not going to make it known that you want to fuck, but you want to fuck. So that's why you flirt with her and play with her and chase her around like a little fucking kid. Like a little teenager.
Sometimes flirting is just a like self-confidence.
I'm speaking for the single niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking for the single.
Well, see, it's completely different when you're single. Like, single and... Bruh,
we're gonna settle this conversation right now. Point blank, period. If you out and about with your girl and your girl see somebody y'all both know or just she know and she touch that nigga beard, what's your reaction?
I'd be like, yo, the fuck you doing?
Yeah. Orin, right then and there. Like, what the fuck?
I already know everybody else's reaction. Orin be trying to sound super fucking liberal. Like, there's no reason to ask everybody. I'm asking Orin specifically because he always tries to be liberal and open-minded and shit like that.
No, I mean, he'd be cool with it, remember?
I'm gonna do just like Philly did.
I said
Joe
at the
Frazier.
Beginning, I would not be cool with it.
I'm cutting that beard off.
I said at the beginning, you're gonna ask a...
Oh, so you're not cool with it?
No, of course not.
Okay, we good.
All right, then. So, then why the fuck you debating?
Because we were talking about doing shit at work.
Yeah, you agreeing with me and still want to argue.
Because we weren't talking about with your girl like you. We were talking about doing shit at work, all this shit, and then you're like, if your girl is right
there. How about what if you out with your girl and see the chick from work that you be flirting with?
You know you're not fucked up, right?
No, you know you're not fucked up, right?
Obviously.
Bro, this man, the only man you can agree with and still argue about.
how do you play that?
Thank you, I'll take that as a compliment.
But no, how do you play that, though, if you out with your girl and see the chick that from work that you've been flirting with?
You just
with?
Don't flirt. Are you that, I mean, is this
but
complicated
she lit,
to you?
She happy to see you.
Is this a complicated?
No. She's happy to see you,
get
my
that name. Jay-Z, like.
She's happy to see
well,
you.
Well, you fucked up and then tell her you had a girl.
No, you. She know you got a girl, but she's happy to see you regardless.
Well, then you just fucking
because you know how girls are. Women will see you with your girl and like be extra so your girl asking questions, you shall walk away.
Y'all don't know how to handle that, bro?
If you didn't do anything, you have nothing to hide.
No.
You can flirt with her every single day.
You didn't do anything wrong. She touched your beard, big shit.
You got to see her on Monday.
All right.
She touched your beard. That's the worst thing.
You know what you do, right? As a black man, I can speak as a black man. This is probably the only time.
I don't think it's racist.
No, it's not. But
it's
I'm saying,
any man.
As a black man, my favorite thing to do in that situation is that white people no lip smile, like.
The tight lip,
like, hey, like, give it hey, that look. Like, nigga, help me, dog. Yeah. Like,
you can't. You can't. She see you, Trent. She
right. Like, yo, what's up? Like, hey.
You ain't introducing?
Hey. Oh, yeah, I'm like, hey, this is my girlfriend. I'm saying that shit fast as fuck. Yo, this is my girl right
here. I think it's like, if she calls you by your, like, work name, then you're fucked. Like,
nah, she can't do that.
It's like, hey, Thunder Thighs. Like, what the fuck
she's
is
she's trying to start
thighs?
Shit. She call you, like, a little funny name or some shit.
Nah, that's when you grab whoever tighter. You look dead at her ass from a mile away and kiss her. Or to kiss whoever you with on the cheek, like.
Yeah, you gotta play it up with your girl. You gotta grab her hand and shit. Grab
start
her hand.
Swinging hands and shit.
Babe, let me introduce you to somebody, babe.
Babe, let's skip.
You gotta say babe like 50 times.
You start skipping.
This is my girl. This is my girl. This is my friend. I work with her. Remember the one I told you make the brownies? This hurt.
That's what happened to me, dog. That's what happened to me, dog. I'm at Applebee's with my baby mama at the time. Little chick from
wait, she not your baby mama anymore?
That was before the laws and shit. That was before the laws.
Where'd you find this?
This is an Applebee's. And the chick texts me. She's like, oh, that must be your baby mom.
Oh, she's in Applebee's.
Yeah. Other chick in Applebee's too. So I look over like, LOL. I tell that bitch back, LOL. Well, don't walk over here. She like,
he texted her, LOL.
No, she didn't walk over there. I was like, LOL.
Gotcha, bitch.
Next day, right, she was like, oh, I seen you out. I like, yeah, you know, she came in town and shit.
But she kept it cool. She ain't come over to the table. She ain't caused no sin. See, that's the OG. She OG.
Oh, yeah, that's when you see that motherfucker MVP, next time. Yeah, like, yo, what up,
yeah,
man?
I'm bringing her something. Next time I'm
overboard
with
the hug and the dap. Like, yo, what
she was with her mom. She was with her mom or something like that, too. So
She deserve a, you know.
Yeah, real nigga trophy.
Go knee deep for that. You know what I'm saying? Like you proved to me that you a textbook side chick. Like, I like you.
Bro, I don't know what you talk about this textbook side chick shit. Dog, black men don't cheat, dog, in this motherfucking day and age.
We don't, but like I'm just saying, there's some side chicks out there that stick to the code.
But niggas do.
You all appreciate it. You all appreciate it. But niggas do.
Shut up.
He got real
close. Oh, shit, man. That shit's fucking hilarious, man. Well, hey, I mean,
we can't talk about no deviant activity. We got some faithful niggas in the audience.
Yeah, I'm shit, nigga, like shit.
Yeah.
And nigga domesticated like a motherfucker, dog. Making coffee in the morning. Like, that. Are you straight? Breakfast?
I'm too old to cheat.
That shit get played out, dog. You're like,
you ain't got time for it. You just wake up, you like, alright, so if I get cold,
I feel like it's opposite.
You be like, damn, I'm not shit, open. Man. Then I gotta go through the whole thing and try to explain to both of them.
Yeah.
And then you ain't got nobody. You gotta try to find somebody. You're like,
ain't nothing but a headache.
You gotta explain
you gotta
somebody
buy two
my
things on Valentine's Day, two things on Christmas. You got two birthdays.
Too much money. Bro. Too much money. I like my money.
You done went out to eat about 6 times. It's only 7 days in the week. Between two chicks, like I can handle going out 3 times a week, but not 6.
Yeah, dog, that shit played out, man. You be sitting there like, damn, dog.
That's why I said it's some textbook side chicks out here.
You gotta sit there and be like,
meaning
this and that, that
no
and that.
Dates. You know what I'm saying? They understand they not getting.
Man, I'm too old for that, man. I can't be busting 4, 5, 6, 8 nuts a day again, though.
4, 5, 6, 8.
I'm like, shit. Yeah, I too, dog. I'm sleeping all day. I'm sleeping for the rest of the day, bro.
A day, nigga. You supposed to, like, take some time off to let your nut recuperate.
Yeah, shit, dog. I can't be doing all that,
you gotta
man.
Rebuild the supply sometimes. You gotta replenish. Yeah, re-up. You can't be fucking every day. No, that's scientific, bro. You can't be fucking every day. Man. Stop doing that shit.
Nigga, get tired, dog. You're like, man,
you
fuck
can
this,
every
man.
Day. Just
you
I don't think. 4,
no, no,
6,
it's not good. It's not good for your. It's not good for your fucking body, bro.
Nah, it's
busting
not.
Nuts every day. You, that's life. You giving out.
What?
You giving out life every day, bro?
I don't believe this.
Busting nuts every day.
That's like
fake
news. You know how the Earth was created? That's like making Earths every day. You can't do that.
You sure you ain't supposed to bust a nut every day? Every day
you ain't.
At least one nut will come out, dog.
One tried, dog. No, it didn't come out, but you gotta see it. It's like water pressure, right? Yeah, like you lose pressure. You losing pressure. You gotta rebuild that shit.
I think one day is enough pressure to be built.
Like, take a week off, your shit gonna shoot across the
it's
room.
It's just like in the morning. It's just natural.
Try to bust a nut every day. Your shit gonna right down your nuts, dribble right down your goddamn. Yeah,
you need to go see a doctor, bro.
Day one, your shit was like, wow, wow, wow. Day 7, yeah.
That's just it.
You ain't even excited no more. Like, when you about to come, you ain't even excited. You're just like, oh, shit, here it come.
Them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers start coughing.
It's all I got, Captain. It's like a car trying to go up a hill. He's just like,
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
Ain't nothing coming up. So yeah, like conserve
driving the car in neutral.
Conserve your nut, bro. Take a day or two off.
Yeah, though. You got
like seven nuts in a week. That's
yeah,
a lot
of
nuts. 6 days
and rest on the Sabbath. Like,
no. Start over. Only resting one day, bro. That's cold, dog.
You giving out life, bro. That's. You splitting atoms every day. You can't do that. It's like a nuclear reaction every time you bust a nut. That's life.
You're sleepy, man.
That's life.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm going to sleep,
bro. Think about what I'm saying, bro. Think about what I'm saying. Busting nuts is life. Like, that's a life you're giving out.
But it's...
That's what. That's a lot of energy.
But so what, you didn't masturbate when you were a kid? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but not
like,
every day, bro.
Vigorously.
I might have a day where I go three times a day, but not fucking every day.
You taking years off your dick life, man.
You are.
Stop beating that motherfucker like Mayweather.
You are. By the time you're 50, you're going to need all them dick pills and all that shit, man.
Motherfucker 2000 and oh.
You got mad miles on your dick, bro. That's like if you got a gun and you done, I done bust this motherfucker for 7 years. You need a new gun, my nigga.
No, you can't.
Motherfucker.
The more you use it, the better it is.
No, it's not. That's not true.
That's bullshit.
A gun?
No, I'm talking about your dick.
That's not true.
I'm talking about your dick.
Brother, beat his dick into a coma.
You can't overuse your dick, man. That's like anything, bro. You can't overuse your dick.
Like, you can't.
Now, you see these porn stars?
Have like a thousand goals.
I guarantee you, you talk to any one of these old porn stars that's in their 50s and 60s now, these niggas need all kind of help.
I'm sure all the years of cocaine have nothing to do with that.
Their kidneys is all fucked. No, not cocaine ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, nothing at all. Yeah, of course.
Bro, working your Johnson too hard, my nigga. Everybody need a vacation. Even your dick.
I think one a day is a good day.
No, dude, this motherfucker big. Man, I ain't touching nothing when I come to your house no more, dog. I promise you that. One a day.
Don't sit on his couch.
Yeah, I'm blacklighting that shit, man. Like, oh, this motherfucker got.
Are we talking about fucking or are we talking about jerking off?
I'm talking about fucking. Hey, I'm talking about busting nuts.
You saying busting that? Your girl out of
the
country.
However way you get it done.
I'm putting two and two together like Sherlock Holmes over this motherfucker. Like, yo, if this motherfucker say he got to bust a nut a day,
I you do something in the country.
Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Wait a minute.
I never said I have to.
Okay, all right.
This motherfucker said, if you do, it's going to break. I'm like, no, it'll be fine. Like, you can go every day and be fine.
No, okay, think about it. I got this old Volkswagen van. I can drive fine on the street. You go up Blood Hill, you go up in that big hill, then you get on these other hills, like,
and you got foot, your pedal down all the way there.
Pedal on the floor like, and your shit just ain't going.
Yeah, but one a day is like driving on a flatness. Like, you're just good.
Nah, you ain't driving flat. You're not doing anything. You're on a slow incline.
That's actually
bro.
Probably like low, like going low. Like you're on a hill all the way down.
Slow incline, bro. Then
that's like two,
point,
three, four times a day. Six,
go,
eight, nine.
Shit ain't gonna go.
Yeah, day seven, you ain't gonna be tired. Like, man, fuck, man. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
I mean, yeah,
I just
wanna like,
chill. Like, shit.
You
need a break, man.
Give me a break.
When they were young, shit.
Yeah, yeah, you young, though.
Yeah, if you young, your shit replenished quicker. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, like, get 30, you be like, yo, man, I'm this shit, kid, man. You don't want to just have a conversation?
No, 35, yeah, I agree. Like, I want to chill.
Let's just talk. Like,
you don't want to just chill? You don't want to just chill and eat?
Let's build. Like, shit. Like, this is day five, girl. Like, shit, I'm tired.
Like, you start looking at your phone when she called, like, she just wanna fuck. Ignore.
She don't even care about my conversation.
Ignore. She don't care about how my day was. Yeah, she didn't even like, ask how my day was.
You be out, you be asleep, she be like, all right, I'm coming up. You be like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
For what?
I'll see you in 30 minutes.
You're like testing her now?
Coming over for what? I'm sleepy.
Yeah, but then if you say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you ain't shit. Over.
No.
You ain't shit.
Can't even ask why. Why? Because that's my house, nigga. Oh.
Like, damn, dog. Like, I can't hit you up at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm drunk. But everybody else done left the club with who they care about. And I'm like, damn, let me call her. Like, shit. Like, damn, I'm lonely. I wonder if you lonely, too.
Club calls. You got to make the club call early in the night. You got to make it, like, by 1 o'clock. Set it up.
That's the worst. Were you chilling with a homie?
No, I'm chilling, just watching the movie. Oh, word, yeah, shit. What you doing? I'm at the club right now, but shit, I'm about to leave in a minute. I'm just saying.
I hate niggas
like
you.
Just saying what's up to my homies.
I hate niggas like you because I don't go to the club, but I always end up going to the club with niggas like you on the nights I decide to do go to the club. So it'd be like I'd be in that bitch, and it'd be like, all right, man, I'm about to dip. Like, where you going, dog?
That's your fault.
Like, wait a minute,
that's your fault. You're supposed to have said
something
up too.
Like, damn, dog. Like, where you go? I thought this was. homie night. Oh, yeah. Nah, because you don't be like, hey, man, we go party.
No, ain't no
we
homie night. Like, we chilling for now. I'm talking all these blunts in me and this liquor, like, nigga. Damn, you think I'm going home to another nigga?
Like, damn,
we ain't about to go home and play Madden, nigga.
No, I'm not saying that, but goddamn, nigga. Like, damn.
Women don't do that.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not. Women of
women. When they getting dressed to go to the club, they call you like, yeah, I'm about to go out with my girls, but shit, I'm going to be home by like 1 o'clock.
If girls are like, we're going out ladies night, they stick the fuck together.
Ladies night?
My friend. Wait, you better be on standby. That's all I know.
It depends on...
Becky just got broken up with. We are going out as a girl.
No. You better be on standby because she going to call you when she get on the way home.
Depending on how much she's into you. If you say, well, I'm going to go out with my girl, you'll be like, all right, we'll be here at this time.
That's what I'm saying. She'll go.
Just call me when you on your way home.
She'll go at the end of the night, but she won't do it.
She
like,
gonna get drunk. She gonna get horny. She gonna hit you up on the way home. You up? What you doing? I'm almost home.
You guys are building different scenarios.
No, it just depends on the situation.
She's on the dance floor. You're not gonna get with JR. So like, all right, I'm out.
Nah, cause she gonna be like, if her homegirl going through some shit, they'll be like, yo, all right, it's ladies night, a homegirl going through some shit, I gotta be here, but damn, I'm gonna see you first thing tomorrow.
I'll call you when I'm on my way home type shit, cause she know her homegirl fucked up the situation, but I'm not. So that's what she thinking, like, yeah, my homegirl nigga cheated on me, but my nigga ain't, he waiting. So as soon as she leaves, she's calling you, bro, and you gonna go over there and smash.
Walking out the club, hey, baby,
but there's a difference between calling you when you leave and then leaving.
Man, you sound drunk, man.
You know what I mean?
Fuck, man. See, that's your fault. You're supposed to be sipping the whole time. Nigga, you're supposed to be sipping and playing Madden and waiting for that call because you know it's coming. By 2 o'clock, that call come through.
You go over there feel like a piece of meat.
She's nice and drunk, ready to do all kinds of shit, bro.
I can't be drunk. I can't not be drunk with somebody else that is drunk, though. That should be like, all right, man.
That's when it's fun. You get to be like Simon Says in that motherfucker.
Simon Says, put your hands.
Do I get her to do all kind of shit she ain't do the other night?
Like, bark.
wake up in the morning and be like, oh God, what happened?
I was sober as hell.
Like, I had some adventures.
This motherfucker here.
Then you got the upper hand the whole day, the whole next day, because she was drunk and you wasn't, and you get to fuck with her all day.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Should have seen your ass last night.
Yeah, look here.
What did I do?
Made eye contact and all.
All I'm going to say is, ride him cowgirl.
What did I do?
Oh, you a movie star, nah.
Yeah.
Did you film it?
Don't stub your toe again.
Like, all kind of shit. You thought you was Beyonce level. Surfboard.
What did I do?
That should be funny as hell.
All kind of shit, man.
Oh, y'all motherfuckers as hell, man.
That sounded off.
What?
Like she drunk and you not. They're like, hold on,
what is going on here? No, we specifically said she went out with her girls.
Your girl
went out with her girls and got drunk. I ain't do nothing. I ain't buy her no drinks. I ain't bring no liquor. I just showed up at her crib when she all got. Right. She told me to come.
Exactly.
I got the call off.
Okay.
I got the text messages.
For those of you,
you
got to in the podcast in the middle of it for some
no
odd reason.
Ain't no Bill Cosby over this motherfucker.
Yeah, nah, dog. Like, shit.
People going to take that. You know how they are. They like, oh, no, Jay, I said.
Jay ain't never had to take no pussy. I ain't never had to negotiate for no pussy. I ain't never had to fucking make no deals for no pussy. That's it.
I ain't never negotiated.
I can't stand that. Like, if I'm trying to smash a chick and she and I gotta negotiate for the pussy, no, I'm good. Like, I don't want it.
Negotiating on the way to what's the first day. Yeah. You think, no, where am I gonna take her? Where is she?
That's kind of like an investment plan. That's your investment plan, but you ain't like, you know how some dudes be like, so you gonna let me hit? And she like, yeah, boy, stop playing with me. And you like, man, come on, man. Like, them niggas like, on, I ain't never like, you let Mark and him hit? Like, nah, I ain't about to negotiate.
I wish I would.
I'll take you, man, I'll buy you a purse. Niggas be doing that for the pussy.
I'm on
your side with this one.
Because I was in the barbershop, my barbershop that I go to yesterday, man, they was talking about how, like, all the chicks there was like, yeah, I was at the Hawks little party or whatever and shit a couple days ago. And all they was like, oh yeah, we don't even watch basketball. We just date all the players. And they said, we just date all the players. So they just like literally just date different players just to be around the atmosphere.
I believe that.
Like, it's fucking.
I used to tour. It would be a thing, you know. Groupies is a real thing. I mean, I didn't mess with them because I'm like, I don't know where y'all stuff been. I'm not putting my thing in y'all stuff. I care about my thing too much.
Facts.
You know, and I'm like, sorry, guys. I'm a go-to.
Like, you a groupie. Like, your whole thing is to fuck niggas.
Yeah, you wake up and your dick laying next to you in the bed.
Yo,
you wake up, your dick looking at you, he's shaking his head and shit. Like,
someone
exactly.
Please call 911.
Exactly. He up there like, you had to do it.
He's scooching on the fucking
packed up his balls and left.
You wake up, your dick and balls at the door exactly. With the bags and shit, like, nigga.
Now, if that's never happened, you've never truly lived. I'm telling you.
They tell them, you never loved us. Niggas never loved us. Niggas never loved us.
You abused us every day, and now you do this. You beat us up every day.
I can take the beans, goddammit.
But this is a new level.
So this is the last drop.
I'm out.
We're leaving.
Yeah, they stick with their red bandana tied on the end.
The nuts want to stay, but the dick is out. The nuts want to stay, but the dick like, no, we out.
Hallway.
Can I at least keep my nuts? No.
You can't go.
Visitation, no.
Bring your ass.
Every other week custody?
Can I at least keep my nuts?
The dick and ball. Leaving you after that.
Yeah, man. Bye. No. That's why you just gotta be out here, man. You gotta keep your head on a swivel, big dog.
Well, not to bash women, but like on a groupie tip, women is lazier than ever. In 2020, women is lazier.
Oh, that little hunchback shit.
They been groupies.
Shit, what the fuck?
They on Instagram showing their ass.
Hey, hold up. To that effect though. Dudes be on Instagram like, yeah, man, you know, look at my car. Motherfuckers done leased it. You know, for the weekend.
Niggas been lazy. Niggas been lazy, but like, it's women that's lazy now. That's like, it's weird.
But you know what's funny, though?
Is they taking a place.
I think everybody is.
No, but hear me out. That's true.
I have to think the opposite.
But hear me out, though. Just think about it. You remember how they'd be like, he living at home with his mama. He got no job. He a scrub. But then you at home taking pictures of your ass in the mirror. And you ain't no scrub. But nah, she trailblazing. And I mean, that's cool, don't get me wrong, but you can't call me lazy or call me a scrub because I'm at home. I'm not a scrub at all. I got my own shit.
They making bread on, you know,
that
shit.
More power to them. You know, brother, they're like, you know, trying to think.
And it's our fault. It's our fault they making bread off of it.
Ooh, not our fault. Yeah, not me personally.
I'm sending the money.
Not us collectively here. No. Not us collectively here. I'm talking about men. Not us.
You're not talking about men.
All they're doing is finally getting money. Off of what we as men have been taken from them.
What do you think OnlyFans is?
I don't know. What is it?
Tell us.
Okay, well, let me tell you what it is.
Everybody. Do tell. Hold on.
It's like Facebook.
Let me get my computer out.
It's like Facebook for sex. Facebook for sex workers.
Hold on. Let me
like chicks. I mean, like it's no. It's like Facebook for sex workers. What? Like Instagram for sex workers. Like it's a website. It's making millions of dollars. Chicks sign up for that. They show everything. You can solicit them, and you pay a certain amount of money a month to like subscribe to these chicks.
Have you ever been to Vegas
to get access to their fucking OnlyFans?
Have you ever been
that
to
sounds
Vegas?
Like that sounds like we're living in the new age. I mean,
it sounds like Vegas online.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember being in Vegas. We was at this bachelor party, and I remember talking, sitting downstairs. I think Alex was over there gambling, losing money.
He called you out.
And so I'm sitting up there.
I got money to lose, so there you go.
Yeah, ooh. That's true. So do I. Ooh. You know, mind control. So we sitting up there. I'm talking to this lady. She was super nice. And she was like, okay, well, it'll be this much for this and this much for this. Was, oh, my God, you're a prostitute. I'm a black man in Vegas. And, you know, I took off running.
Yeah, I was like,
literally,
yeah.
through the casino.
And then I started giving you a price list for services?
Yes.
No, we good.
And I was like, yo, I'm just having a friendly conversation.
I'm just kicking.
Like, I didn't. And I'm
flavor.
Like, yo. And I'm like, yo, I'm first of all, I ain't buying no ass.
Until they suck you in, man.
I ain't buying no ass, never.
No.
Never. No, what he's saying, though, is all cyber. It's not even like... a physical.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like not even the physical thing.
Online, on your phone.
She's at her crib. You're at your crib.
It's an emotional.
You pay a certain amount to get access to her doing what she do.
Oh, that's crazy, though. I mean, hey, man, if you can make...
Look at
if there's a motherfucker out there willing to do it, man...
That's what I'm saying. If men weren't paying for this shit, there would be no...
No, women to pay for it, too.
But not like they're not making that much money.
Women watch a lot of porn too.
If it was just limited to women subscribing, they wouldn't do it. I'm talking about when it comes to paying for something, I don't think women would pay for that.
Man. Talking about women and studs? Like,
no, I'm talking about studs. Women. Not dudes, not buddies and shit. not studs.
Little buddy.
Yeah, little buddies. Now, I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about. Nah,
it depends on what they identify as.
What bathroom she gonna go in? If she got her dildo in her pocket, then I ain't calling her a woman. she carry her shit around wherever she go.
It depends.
That's my nigga.
You gotta be very specific in this day and age, Flames.
Next subject.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the High Class Dirtbags podcast supports everyone being who they are.
That's what this podcast is about. Being who the fuck you is.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, I mean, what it is, man. Shout out to my brother, sister. I see you, James. Like, that. Shout out to you, man. You my boy, man. My brother, my sister. Whatever. You know what I mean. That's my dog, man. I love my brother, James. So, anyway, like... I don't know what just happened either. What the fuck did you have? Because you said you wanted to ask something else. What was the last thing you wanted to
do?
Because you were supposed to be doing it today, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I make it look effortless. And then this motherfucker was just trying to...
You know he ain't going to show no motivation.
Like, look at him, man.
Should've just told
like,
him.
Like, bro, you just... You're not even listening.
Just here.
Oh, all right,
one question.
Oh, my goodness. You see? I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He wrote all that shit down for nothing.
I know, dog. ADD is like a motherfucker, dog.
20 minutes of notes and like, nah, we ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna talk.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, I didn't know I was hosting today. I'm sorry.
You're not hosting. Aren't you here, motherfucker? We all hosting.
Yeah, man. If you're talking, you're hosting.
Ask a question.
I asked two questions today. I ain't asking them all. I'm done.
What made you? What? I don't even know what the fuck you asked, man.
I said we talked about titties.
Oh, man.
That was in line.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If your chick, if you send your girl out with a dude.
Oh, yeah.
It really took like 47 turns this whole episode.
No, it was just bouncing back and forth,
one
man.
One conversation.
But, oh, no, I do want to play a game, man. Since we got a lot of movie people in here today, man, we want to try to do something new. We want to do a little segment called Horrible Movie Descriptions. So we're going to take a couple of the Oscar-winning movies, and we want you to describe it as horribly as possible. All right, we're going to start off with the Joker, man. I'm going to leave the Joker on the Orin first.
I got this so good.
Let me
hear
it.
All right.
You got to describe what
in the worst possible way.
Two words. White supremacy.
No, I was going to say man with mommy issues kills coworkers.
Man with what issues?
Mommy issues.
Is it mommy or is it dad issues? I can't remember.
It was mom issues.
But then was it mommy issues because his dad was there?
Yeah, it was disguised as dad issues, but it was really mommy issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of tuned out. I didn't know.
Me too.
The Joker. Everybody went to go see it. The Joker. I haven't even seen it, so I don't know what it's about.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's the Joker. A crazy ass white boy.
Like I said, white supremacy.
What else did we have?
If the Joker was black,
It wouldn't be a movie.
He would have been killed. They would have killed him the first time he shot somebody and started laughing. Nah, this nigga crazy.
They would have shot him. They would have fucked him up on the bus. He was laughing. And then he was like, they would have fucked him up then.
Killed his nigga.
He wouldn't have made it off that bus.
Yeah.
Oh, you got jokes, huh?
Who's laughing now, clown? Nigger clown.
Sprinkle some crack dust on him. Sprinkle some crack on him.
Look at him. He's wearing makeup everywhere.
Yeah, no, you can't be a black dude walking around in a clown outfit like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm stupid.
Definitely in the hood. The hood gonna annihilate you before you get to the regular people.
You big ass shoes.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think black people don't bully people, dog. Like that. Like, you know, like when you get older, dog, like, because we go through that shit as young adults, like, and you just gotta get to an age where you're just like, you know what? I don't give a fuck what nobody say about me. Like, I'm just gonna live my life, dog. Like, fucking, yeah. Some people gonna like you, some people ain't. Like, oh well. Like, get over it. Like, that's why I feel sorry for a lot of people that don't go through that shit at a young age. You know what I'm saying?
And like, then, what? Go through what? Like,
being a clown, dog. Hell yeah, dog. Like, shit.
Nah, but on some real shit, some people that go through as they kids, they don't come out of that shit.
Damn, which is even crazier. That speaks volume of how, like, we look at it as a community, because we look at it as a building tool.
But if you look at us, as a community and shit that we value, that adds to the bullying aspect of shit. Because you grow up in the inner city, your parents might not have a lot of money.
Yeah, bro.
When it's other kids, they in line for the J's. You come to school, your mom couldn't afford them J's. You gonna get clowned.
Got them shacks.
You gonna get clowned. But we all live in the same fucking neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? We all live in the projects, but because my parents couldn't afford the J's, now I'm getting clowned.
But it's not even that. It's also priorities, too,
yeah,
because
absolutely.
Why are you buying your kids J's and all y'all got them J's, but you're living in the hood?
That's what I mean. That's what I and mean when like, it's like shit so, that's important to us.
Yeah, but then that's a whole other thing I've been talking about, but we ain't going to go too deep into that, but it's like, damn, I don't even know how to say it.
Say it.
I don't know. It's backwards.
No, it is backwards, man. There's a lot of backwards shit, dog.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
a nigga think he made it because he got a Benz in the driveway, but he living a project.
Yeah, like, how does that work? So you got, and it's usually like 93 Impala, the 96 Impala SS.
Yeah, the bubble. The
Chevy Caprice, box Chevy, and you on some like 32s or some shit like that. Like, yeah, man, you know, I got this sound system. You know, you can't understand them because they don't talk. And then, so the car, you got like a $80,000 car.
Mm.
But you ain't
$20,000 house.
If that.
Because it looks at priority.
Yeah.
What's important to us as a community is not necessarily things that are important to being successful with life.
Yeah.
Jewelry, extravagant shit.
But then at the same time, maybe
that don't necessarily equal success.
It was because we didn't, you know, have access to those things as everyone else had.
It's perception.
So it's just like, I have to have
it. Yeah, it's like when, like, back in the 50s, or I guess, or 60s, like, they would see, like, the white guys with the suits and the hair slicked back.
That may have been the 20s.
Or maybe earlier than that.
Well,
but,
because we were flies.
We started doing it. I mean, as far as, like, having, like, the name brand shit and looking at it as, like, a standard Cadillac.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Black man ain't invented Cadillac.
No.
But we consider that as, like, for years, for years, stereotypically, that was like
Cadillacs and Lincolns in the 90s.
Because that was like the expensive. But now it's like you hear rappers and it's all about foreign vehicles and jewelry. And all, cause that's the shit that's important to us for some reason.
Yeah. I mean,
I remember having a conversation. I was getting some of my tires changed on my SUV. And this guy, he was like, oh, you work in the movies? Blah, 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 blah. He was like, where your Bugatti at? He was this black dude. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, you must make a lot of money. And I was like, I mean, I make good money. I said, but why would I spend $750,000 on a car? I said, and at that time, I didn't have a house. You know, I was like, well, what sense does that make?
Mm.
Nah, man, you got stunt on niggas. That's all I heard.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah.
I didn't get a new car until I got a house. I was like, I can't justify having a new car and not having a house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I drove the same car for years, like fucking 12, 13 years.
If Questlove can still drive his Scion XB that he's had forever, he still has that car.
I don't.
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, bro. Like, it's definitely like certain shit, man. You got to be like, yo, man. Like, yeah, man, you got the new J's every week, but dog, do you have a car? Do you have, like, do you have
a bank account?
Yeah, do you have a bank account,
dog? Bills paid?
Yeah, dog. I was like,
current?
Shit.
How your credit?
Like, fuck them J's, man.
I mean, like,
but that's what it's about, man. Like, we got to, you know, like, it's just all teach your own. But we got to all just, you know, help each other out with that shit. At least the ones that want to listen. Because some niggas ain't going to want to listen. So, I ain't talking to y'all niggas, man. I'm talking
to
you.
And not to say anything is wrong with having nice shit, because it ain't.
Nah,
like, have your priorities in line.
Of course not. I mean, if, you know, you want to go buy yourself, you know, a Louis Wallet or something like that. It's like $400. But, you know, you got light bill. And they're like, oh, nah, I'll just, you know, I'll go buy the wallet and I'll figure out a payment plan on the light bill. So you sit inside with $100 wallet with $20
in the dark. In the dark. Can't see the money.
Exactly. Like,
but you fresh as fuck though.
You can't even look at
me, nigga. If you can see me, I can't even see me. But if you can see me,
fresh as fuck in the dark. Like that don't even make sense, though. Like I'm fresh as fuck in the dark.
Nope.
All right, man. All right, man, I'm gonna make y'all guess one of these movies, man. These fucking Oscar movies, man. I'm gonna try to make it sense. All right, two white guys navigate the mafia in the 60s.
The Irishman?
Not navigate?
Yeah.
Two white guys.
Yeah,
guys in the 60s, that was a black man driving. Navigate.
I'm talking about two white guys.
One white guy and a mixed guy navigate them. Technically black guy. Like,
Garfield yeah. Brooklyn.
Yeah. Two white guys trapped on an island guarding a lighthouse.
The lighthouse.
He used the name.
I seen that one. That shit was good, nigga.
It was shot well.
Was it?
They used the four by three. Ooh. So it's not
that made the shit look pretty
and
dope.
Yeah, they crushed all the highlights and the shit.
That was like the thriller, right? It was like a thriller horror. Good.
Black and white junk?
Yeah.
The thriller horror, right?
Yeah. It's like a thriller drama type. Mm. But it's
what people call thriller and scary movies now.
Yeah, thriller get mixed in between.
Like I just saw that Grudge movie, you know, and that shit was funny to me. Like I'm in that lab, like the woman's like, she runs out the thing, and she gets in the car, like, nah, 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 nah. And then the little lady pops in the back, like, and she crashes the car, and her arm broke. But when it broke, it's like they crack pretzels to make the sound. So my sister and I it was like click, and my sister and I like rolling, and everybody's looking at us, like, what the fuck wrong with y'all? I'm like, could you imagine walking up to somebody's house, some random white girl up there? First of all, that's a trap. And then, you know, you open the door and then her nose start bleeding. I'm like,
I'm out, man. I got the wrong house.
I'm going to call the ambulance from the car.
Yeah. The wrong house.
I left my phone in the car. I'll be right out.
Be like this in the car.
Party
up
in here?
Yeah. Oh, you at the house. That fucking stupid. That fucking said they partying in that motherfucker, dog.
Going there if you want, bro.
Like, shit, this is where I need to be. Like, y'all got that pew? That shit uncut. Like, shit, boy. Hey, like, boogie woogie. Boogie nights out that motherfucker. Dirk Diggler style.
That's fucked up. Busting shit like, y'all take it seriously. Pissed off. Can't scare this month.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right, so that was an alright movie. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
all right.
You'll like it.
All right.
Visually, you'll like it, you know.
Really?
Yeah, you'll like it visually. Next one is. You're a cinematographer, so I am. You know,
Yeah. Next one is two white guys try to deliver something, a letter across. Two white guys try to stop another white guy's from going to war.
Oh, 1917.
Yeah, that shit was phenomenal.
I haven't seen it.
That shit was phenomenal.
That's real recent movies. A lot of motherfuckers ain't seen
it. Which is weird. Like, I don't understand how they doing it. Like, they didn't release it technically until this year, but they had, like, select screenings.
If they have a limited release, if it's in one theater, in LA, it's considered being released.
It gotta be 1 week in LA.
Just like Moonlight, technically came out the year after, I believe. Either Moonlight, one of those, you know,
a few of them. I mean, a lot of movies limited release. Where again, in order to be nominated for Oscars and all kind of stuff, you gotta be a certain year, 1 week in L.A. So if it came
That shit's so cheesy. That's like
that's just like
coming in at the last barter to raise like a marathon and be like, all right.
Because motherfuckers do that shit with music, too, to get nominated for like Grammys and shit. Motherfuckers do that for
But it was only out for like 2 months of the year. It's like, well, wait a minute.
And then you'll re-release your shit.
Nothing else came out here. We can win this thing. Let's put it out really fast.
Well, that's what, you know, like, you can also I like him, but Donald Glover, when he put out "Awaken My Love," that album, he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of fucking nowhere.
Like, in December,
Beyonce did that shit too.
Yeah, nobody knew. He was just like surprise, and it was here.
Yeah, because I was in
music studio too. Because a lot of times, you know, you're in the studio, you put a whole bunch of songs out. You can put an album out like that digitally.
Yeah.
So like, you may have like
50 songs in the library.
Look at Kanye. Kanye put out Life of Pablo. He released it, then updated tracks as people were listening to it. So he would take down a track and re-upload another track that he liked a different version of. Like, you can do that.
Yeah.
Or like Kendrick Lamar's Untitled album.
Yeah, because if you don't like he put any of the streaming services, if they change
LeBron
the song,
James automatically put album out. So he said, okay, cool, I'll give you 8 tracks.
Yeah, but that was because of LeBron James. LeBron James was like, yeah, well, the rest of the album, and he was like, I guess I'll put it out. So he just uploaded the tracks.
Holy
and
shit.
And that's one of the best albums of the year, too.
Who was that? You talking about?
Kendrick Lamar. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Untitled. Yeah,
Untitled Unmastered. Yeah.
And then he named them later, right?
No, he never named them. They just Untitled 1, 2. It's Untitled 1 through 9, I believe, or 8, whatever it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a cold
one. Yeah, even on iTunes, they were, you could get the album. They'll give you, like, the 2 singles, and then when the album actually comes out, it's already on your phone. Like,
yeah.
It's just
You can do that. It's called pre-saving now. Everybody's like, pre-save my album. And I'm like, what the fuck is pre-saving an album?
Yeah.
I used to make records. I mean, I still make records, but I'm like, what the fuck is pre-saving an album? You put the album out when the album's out. Mm-hmm. You know? Usually before, when you drop the singles, the album's done.
No, it's like, put it on your phone, but you can't access it until a certain date.
No,
it's like, what the fuck?
You can't. They give you like the 2 cents. You'll see the 2 songs like lit up. You'll see all the tracks, like 13 tracks. You'll see like the 2 singles with the star next to them. You can't click on the other songs. And then when the album is released, like midnight, your shit will be lit. And you can listen to the whole fucking album without even having to go download it.
I mean, which is good because it gives artists who wants to put their stuff out.
Absolutely.
They can do it whenever they want.
Yeah.
You know, which is great without having to go through any major record label.
So can they take it whenever they want to?
They can. That's the thing about digital downloads. Unless you physically download it, like, to a file on your computer.
Yeah.
You can download it to your phone.
That's the difference between, like, iPhones and Apple and Microsoft. Like, if you have a PC, you can download everything, every file.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like Android. Apple, you can have an app or a folder and actually physically download it. Every song.
Yeah, and then it's on your phone. So if they delete it. Oh, you know, for instance, they had the book 1984 by George Orwell on Kindle for a while. Then for some reason, they took it off. And they just deleted off everybody's Kindle. And now you can buy it again. But they
can buy it now because it was free back then.
Yeah.
It's a high it's number one.
But now it was on there for everybody. And then for some reason, I don't know if it had to do with government. I can't remember what it was.
They took it down.
It was free first.
And then they took that shit off. And now you got to buy it.
Yeah, that's probably
that makes sense.
Everybody downloading it is like, damn, we missed out on some sales right there.
Yeah, like
let's take it away.
They used to give that
$9.99 on it.
And if you haven't read that book, read that book.
1984.
If you haven't read that book, read the book. It's gonna scare the shit out of you.
I mean, we living in that shit, dog.
85.
That's why this shit be so crazy when motherfuckers be like, man, Jim Crow wasn't a real letter. I'm like, shit. The Willie Lynch letter wasn't a real letter. I'm like, shit. Yeah. Like, I don't know about that, dog. If you look at a lot of shit that's going on nowadays, dog, like, shit.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's like, yeah, man,
that shit crazy, man. You be sitting there, man. That's why I like art, man. That's why I like the movie business, man. That's why I like the podcast business. You can convey a message through art that you normally wouldn't be able to convey through any other medium.
What is art to you?
And then you can go back and change it. You know,
what's art to you? Is art being like being able to express yourself in any way you see
Nigga,
fit?
They got a banana on the wall for
That's
2019, though. Like, anything is art, though.
I tell you this. The only movement of art I didn't like is Dadaism. That shit's fucking stupid.
What the fuck is that?
You know, like, Salvador Dali was an exception, but, like, the melting clocks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like the guy that had
Dali, Salvador Dali.
And then
the
guy that had the urinal, and he turned upside down, and he signed it. He was like, this is art. Fuck that.
I mean, that's lazy-ass fucking art.
The banana on the wall, right?
Yeah, that's more of a...
That's like a culture vulture to me.
It's more like a modern... I forgot what the actual thing is called, but it's like, that shit ain't art. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's like somebody trying to be artistic.
Ate the banana on the wall.
But it's no artistic value in it.
Yeah, it was all set up.
But then you look at, like... But then you look at like somebody like Picasso or not Picasso, excuse me, Raphael, Leonardo, all those guys. They only painted the faces in their paintings. A lot of people don't know that. They had a school of students that painted the rest of the painting, and they would come in and paint the faces. A lot of people don't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you look at it like, this is great art. You're like, yeah, from his whole fucking class.
Yeah. It depends on the.
I mean, Da Vinci was a genius.
No, not all of them. Not all of them.
Raphael. Are you serious? I was an art history major.
But not all of them. Like, depends on. Like, what's his name? He carried Mona Lisa in his.
Mona Lisa is.
I'm just saying, it depends on some of the thing. Like, the Sistine Chapel, for instance. Like, yeah, he painted the faces and had a fucking slew of people helping.
Most of Leonardo's in the neoclassical style.
Like you can't
specifically
just
the neoclassical
bundle
style.
Bundle it up in one cloud. Like each work you have to look at individually.
No, but they only painted the faces.
But Leonardo da Vinci was that dude, though.
I mean, he was probably racist.
Like, but I mean,
well, yeah, all of them motherfuckers.
They all were. But I'm saying, like,
if you could, like, we talking about anybody from like prior 1990s?
He was doing.
I said
yeah,
racist.
Yeah, 1992. I might give you 86, 80. Matter of fact, I'll give you 82, 81. 1980, maybe some 75. All right, 1975.
Just save his time and point out who wasn't the reason.
Yeah.
There's 10 of them.
No, but to say what we were saying, though, like artistic expression, it's just basically what do you think it is to you? Like, that's what I was saying. Like, to me, it's just being able to express your feelings, not necessarily but feelings, but like it's an expression of how you interpret shit or how you feel at a particular time.
If you're talking about art, if you're talking about art as a business.
I don't even care if I make money off this shit.
What's
like the basic, strip everything away, strip the monetary value away, strip just how you create art. It's expression,
art is just,
right? Whether it's musically,
everything art is individually defined, and it all depends on how you feel. Right. If it's true to you, then it's art.
And that's what I'm saying. But it's an expression, though. At the end of the day,
like
that's
a feeling. Because I understand what you're saying. Because I don't like "Jesus Is King" by Kanye West. I don't think it's good, but I know he did it because he had to get whatever he needed to get off his chest, and all that. That's great. Do I like it? No. I think it's garbage.
It's his artistic
But that's his artistic expression, which is probably things that I've worked on and that I've played on or that I've made myself that most people are like, yo, what the fuck? Like, if you listen to, like, speed metal or something like that, I'm like, what the fuck they saying? You know, even though I played metal when I first started. But it's like, I understand that that's their way of getting out.
That's how they chose
exactly.
To express.
And so it's like, I can't be... Just because I don't listen to it on day
to day. I can't relate to it doesn't mean it holds value.
My whole change about the Dadaism when I was going back to that. It's like, I didn't like it, but then I was like, I'm not the end all say all. If that's what they needed to do to get their expression out, cool.
I would make an argument.
But that's the beauty of it, because it's different. Depictions of it, and you can pick which one you like and which one you don't like.
Just for sake of argument, I would argue that as soon as you sell it, it's no longer art. As long as it's true to you, it's one thing. But as soon as you sell it and you sold it to another buyer, it's no longer art. It's now a product.
It's like merchandise.
How would you go about? I agree with that, but how do you go about? Art being in a museum, because sometimes artists
like on set by the Sistine Chapel. No. It was commissioned by the church.
It was.
So it's not necessarily art. It's a product that the church brought and taught and asked and had Michael.
But it's somebody's vision. That's why it makes it art.
It's somebody's vision, but I would also just as easily make an argument that, again, it's an argument. I could easily say it's a product.
Now, it's
a bias, one thing or another. Like, I mean, what's the cliche? One person's treasure is another person's treasure.
No, that's just like, you know, motherfuckers, not to cut you off, but like motherfuckers who be like, I just like nice watches. And then there's a motherfucker who's like, I don't care if I make money off of making nice watches. I just want to make nice watches.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I'll tell you an example on that. I went to go get the Star Wars Columbia Parker when they redid it for the Hoth, for the Empire Strikes Back. They remade the jackets that they gave to the crew. And I was standing in line with this guy, and I was really excited about it, and I was like, I'm going to wear it. And I do, and I did. But this guy was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to buy it, I'm going to resell it.
That's a culture.
And I'm like, I remember having a conversation, I said, so you're going to take away somebody's chance who really wants a jacket to wear it, mm-hmm. so that you can upsell it. Yeah. For a higher price, yeah. I'm like, you're the reason. I said, you are the problem.
Yeah, culture vulture, bro. It's the same thing. Right. With, I'm glad you said that because it's the same shit with sneaker culture. It was for years with. It was only motherfuckers in our community who cared about the fly J's. Fucking sneakers.
And it was only
J's. Reselling? I'm just saying, giving the fuck about sneakers in general.
Yeah.
Our community was buying them shits up. Like, I don't give a fuck what kind they came with. You came with Reebok pumps. It was some white cats, kids in the suburbs that was buying them, but they really weren't fucking with them like we were.
Of course not.
Don't get it twisted because they wasn't. And then now all of a sudden, it's like a culture vulture aspect of it where you got these kids who got bread. They buying up all the sneakers and raising the prices of these motherfuckers. Now it's a whole marketplace for them. It's like it's a whole market.
Certain people buy up certain things, and then it becomes art when those certain people buy it.
Because they dictate that as art.
Hold on. When it comes back to the shoe thing, like as it's gotten more and more bought up by these rich kids, like. Has the business itself not gotten bigger? Like, it is a multi-billion-dollar business. Yeah. In comparison to what it was
for the big dogs,
like in the 90s.
Yeah, for the people that's making the shoes.
For the motherfuckers who've been making the shoes. Nike, Adidas.
But not just everybody.
It ain't no new motherfuckers. It ain't no new cats coming in the game.
Hold on. There's so many resellers that are making a fuck ton, little boutique shops that they're repainting and remaking.
I understand
them, like,
that, but we're not talking about that.
Like,
we talk about
industry is built.
I'm talking about a 13-year-old Timmy in Alpharetta who ain't never seen a pair of Jordans in his life, but he got 20 pairs in his closet and he reselling them all.
Bro, like I understand what you're saying, but what pisses me off as somebody who purely just likes sneakers, just for sneakers, just like. Growing up, not being able to have sneakers and shit like that, and then being able to come into my own and be able to buy what the fuck I want when the fuck I want it, you know, type shit like that. Like, so for me, it's nostalgia. Like, I don't buy sneakers to sell them. Like, I buy sneakers to fucking cherish them.
If I'm buying them, I'm
like,
rocking
for
them.
Art, you know what I'm saying?
Like, how much I'm rocking
so
them.
So what takes me back to what Alex was saying? It's like, yeah, like the second you sell something, it's no longer art. But what if the person that's buying it still consider it art?
For prime example,
you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. So again, I'm not saying it's one or other, but it's definitely a thin line. Meaning, like, you can buy something just because you just had a vibe about it. You just like loved it. It was great. But then you freaking hit some debt, and somebody's willing to buy it off of you just because you sold it doesn't mean that you lose that value. I mean, that emotional value of that piece. That's it just means you, hey, I need some money.
You need some bread.
So I'm not saying that it's a clear. I'm not saying it's an argument.
It's not a clear statement.
But at the same time, a lot of people that call themselves artists now simply make it for the money.
I disagree with your statement completely. Then that's saying you can't have the title as a job title as an artist.
He said a lot of. He didn't
but
say every
saying,
single
but if
word.
You're selling your thing, like how can you? It's kind of contradictory. What I'm saying.
No, like, because it's
if
like,
you're a painter.
Because it's like this.
Are you saying what's it like if I'm still talking?
Because you got it wrong, kind of. Because if I design a pair of sneakers and they sell it, and then here come another company design the same fucking style of sneakers. Simply because mine are selling, that take away the artistic value of it.
But if I'm a,
they just doing it for the love of the money. Just like a rapper making a song just because it's catchy and he know he gonna make some money off of it.
I'll say it. 90% of artists right now are doing exactly that. They're riding on the coattails or riding on the tip of somebody.
90% of artists have been doing that since the fucking dawn of time.
No, I ain't talking about chamber music over in White Land.
I'm not talking about music.
I'm talking about art.
Art is more than music.
Yeah, I understand
you
that.
You can't just say art and then all of a sudden concentrate on music.
I was just talking about music. I was specifically saying music.
Yeah.
So, but I'm talking about in general. Like,
yeah, but then you're changing.
No, you guys cut me off, and then let me even tell you what I was going to say. What I'm saying is, if he says art can't be sold, I'm saying somebody as simple as a painter can't be considered an artist because they're painting what people want. Paint my portrait. Paint me a sunset. Paint me that. That's your job. Are you not an artist?
No, I'm using the word
because
artist.
You're selling.
No, I'm using the word
saying.
Artist because there's no other term that I can think of off the top of my head to use. But everybody understands when I say artist.
Anything. You could be an artist about anything, though.
But what I'm saying, like, yeah, I would argue that it should be another term for somebody that makes a product, even if it's beautiful. It could be great. Someone makes a product with the intention of making money off of it, versus somebody making a product with the intention of just expressing themselves. It's two different things. Now, the business, what I asked earlier, I said, are we talking about art or are we talking about art business? Because it's different. Like, if somebody making money, the whole intention was it is you wouldn't have done this painting if you wasn't going to make money off of it. Then I'm saying that's not an artist. But at the same time, we've always called that artist, so I'll accept the term. I'm
not trying to change it. I get what you're saying.
I think like art for profit is like a touchy.
Art is for profit.
It's in a,
though.
But not in conception. Is about profit. I could be a painter in my crib, and that's I just love to fucking paint.
You can sell
and I got 100 paintings in my house, but you might come over and be like, yo, you sitting on some fucking a gold mine. Why don't you sell? Well, you sell it. I'm gonna keep doing it.
I'm not wrong. So it's Bob not Ross for profit. Never sold one of his paintings. Like not a single one of his paintings has ever gone up for sale. The guy's painted thousands of paintings. Whereas,
so was his art for profit?
Leonardo da Vinci. Michelangelo died on his deathbed saying he never painted anything he wanted to do because he was so busy painting other people's shit. Like, they're both artists.
Well, I would make an argument.
Like, how could you say one is not, one is?
Well, I make an argument that a lot of those artists that we study in history books stole a lot of stuff from other black people.
We're not going there.
You know what?
Like, no, I mean, we'll talk. Like, we have a...
Bob Ross didn't steal anything.
I'm saying Bob. I like Bob Ross. He's cool. Like,
he had an afro. But yeah, like, he was
but
a brother.
Like, but, like, yeah, so kind. But a lot of people that we praise in this country are thieves, are rapists, are murderers, and we have statues of them. So I'm not... I mean, of all the things that we praise somebody like...
And an artist was paid to do that.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm not going to put Michelangelo on any kind of high pedestal that I put anybody else.
So I'm saying,
if I'm gonna say, if you can say in the same breath that this rapper made a song just because he knew he could make some money, and I'm gonna say, hey, well, that's not an artist, this is somebody that's a good businessman.
That's how I feel about Jesus King album, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Art is a business.
But I'm saying, just to make my
that shit is not art.
If I'm gonna say that about the rapper, I'm also gonna say the same thing about Michelangelo, who the Pope, the King, whomever, the Catholic Church usually paints this. I'm saying, okay, great, that's a great businessman. He uses talent to make money. I say artist because there's no other
purpose. It's weird because okay, he's a businessman. His job is to paint something, and then that's just like if somebody be like, "Hey, come to my house right now. I want you to paint all my walls blue." All right, I paint all their walls blue, whatever the fuck the case may be. And then another random motherfucker comes in and be like, "I love these blue walls. This is art." You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
is he an artist? He got paid to paint the walls.
Okay, so Oren, like, you know how I hate, and I don't. Try not to use hate unless I really hate it. But you know how I hate when people are like, oh, you play all these instruments. Yes, I play a lot of fucking instruments, and yes, I'm fucking really good at it. I am. But people always say, hey, play this song. Or hey, play that song. You know how much I fucking hate that?
Yeah, I know you hate this shit.
And I don't do it. But even though I'm able to do it, I'm so glad you said that. As soon as we got off this, I got a guitar in the back.
I was gonna ask you to play something.
There it is.
I'm so glad you said that.
You know, I was like, people are like my sister, and I love my sister. But I remember one time she understood when I explained it, but I learned like the first, well, like three quarters of the Beat It solo, which is a fucking hard solo that Eddie Van Halen put his fucking foot in. And when you're learning it, people are like, oh, why can't you get to this part? Oh, why can't you get to this part? I'm like, fuck, man, this shit's hard. Let me learn it. But that's another thing. I only learn parts of songs that I like. If I don't like the whole song,
your motivation.
I won't learn it.
Because
there's no
going
need.
Back to like art, though, like,
but that's what I'm getting at, Warren. Is there's a difference? There's a difference between like me as a musician. Hang on. Me as a musician versus a music artist.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that.
And I have been paid to play on people's records. I've done that a lot.
But that's where this is where art is different. Like, for me to be a painter, a plumber, a doctor, like, plumber. An
laying
actor.
That pipe is
hold on. I have to at least have gotten one paycheck to do it. Like, nobody's going to call me a plumber if I've just gone around fixing people's shit and never gotten a paycheck. You know what I mean?
No, yes, they will.
No, the fuck they won't.
Yes, they will.
They're going to call you the homeboy.
If they toilet flush and shit don't leak, I got a plumber homeboy. Think about all the mechanics you know who not mechanics.
Yep, but he's still a mechanic. But he's still taking a paycheck. You're still paying him. You're not doing it. Absolutely. Whatever, you're still giving him a service. There's a barter, there's something. I'm saying art is the only thing that you don't have to have that with. Like, you can still be an artist and never have collected a fucking check. It'd still be called an artist.
I'm going to tell you like this,
but at the same time, you're still needing a paycheck. Because artistry
is an expression of a talent that you have.
But hey, if you've never collected a paycheck, you're still doing something else.
So I'm an artist, though.
There's one word that can change it. There's one word that can change all this.
There's one
word, Oren. There's one word that can change this whole conversation. There's a thing called a commission. Mm-hmm. When you're commissioned to do something that does not necessarily make it art.
I was gonna bring that up.
Because you can be on a major record label and you want for prime instance, who was it? Miles Davis, who we all know I think is the he's fucking awesome. You know, he did whatever he wanted, but they tried to box him into a thing, and so what he would do is he'd be like, you know what, all right, cool, you want me to do that? All right, then cool, all right, fuck you. And then he would
Miles
do whatever
Davis
he wanted.
Miles Davis cutting loose with the band.
Well, exactly. Also, and goes back to kind of what you're saying as well. It's about having a bias. And like, as soon as if you're trying to be true to yourself, that means you have no bias. You're just being true. You're spitting out.
Yep.
Whatever you have in your mind, whatever's in your heart, that's art.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you add that bias, meaning like, I'm going to do this because I know, I'm going to do it this way because I know I can get extra dollars.
You're compromising your art.
No, it's not, because selling out is a negative thing. It's not selling out. I got a bill to pay, and I know if I do it this way, if I stay true to myself, I'm not going to make money. But if I do it this way,
there's a difference.
I like what you
say,
Alex.
Commission.
Hold on.
Personally, like, I have never accepted $1 from laying pipe because I love the art.
And he was holding that one in. He was just holding that one in.
I love the art.
Like film, for example, for a film.
Hold on, I'm
sorry. I know I don't want to cut you off, but it's the same thing. In a film, there's a lot of films that we think are great. Like on one film, me and Justin were talking about earlier, like Roma, was like
no spoilers.
I'm not gonna say, but it's like,
you haven't seen Roma?
I need to watch
but
it.
This fucking has been on this for years. It's a lot of films out there. It's a lot of films out there that people just did because, hey, this is speaking to my heart. I just want to put it out there. And a lot of those films have to be done outside of the studio system,
Roma,
because they have to be artists.
If you
include the system, the business part, you take away that art and saying, hey, you have a studio saying, hey, I like that movie, but can it be in color? Oh, I like that movie, but can it be in English? Mm-hmm. I like that movie. And then you say, hey, I'm not being
Parasite.
True to myself. So when you take that away, then it's like, imagine being a painter, Michelangelo, they say, hey, the Sistine Chapel is great, but can you make it
for example, I do graphic design and I draw.
I did that.
So when someone asks me to do something, it's like I come to the realization, like, I'm not the guy to come to when you want me to do something and it's not my vision. Like, I'm not included in it because as an artist, like, I want to express how I see it or how I interpret it, and that's what it is because I'm the artist.
But
when we talk about commissions.
Yeah, but that's people who aren't. It's just like I've had this conversation. There are people on movies that are in higher positions that have no creative mind whatsoever. And so they're like, well, these four numbers here say that this person, instead of it being a little girl, it needs to be an old man. You know, and then they'll change the whole story because of what some fucking printout paper and some shit like that says. And so that's why there's a difference when there's creative. It's like saying,
it's just like when somebody say, hey, I want you to draw like a dragon and then fire coming up under the dragon and shit. And I draw everything they ask me to draw. And then I present it to them and they're like, man, can the dragon just be like, a little to the right and like kind of curve. It's like,
and I'm like, bro,
you can, it can be a collective. Like, bro, you can collaborate with art.
Tell me that.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have to be like, it's, if you have a group of people that I say no, but the same state of mind, and they say this is what we're going after. It can be a collective voice, and that could be art. I'll agree with that. But as soon as you throw in that collective voice is only being spoken because we know the person listening to it is going to give us a bunch of money, then I think it's not. I mean, I call it product. I call it. You're producing something to make money. It's a product.
That's why I think art is at its best when it's given and received as is.
Art can be a product.
Like it's some niggas with albums on iTunes that I've listened to. That's amazing albums, but they have no promotion.
One of my favorite bands.
And you don't even know it.
One of my favorite bands is a band called Blonde Redhead. If you haven't listened to them, you should listen to them. They're great. They're like this. They call it a shoegaze or an alternative, what rock, whatever you want to call it. But each one of their albums has been different because there's two brothers. One's a drummer and one's the guitarist. And the guitarist is married to the singer, who's a Japanese chick. And the two brothers are Italian. But they're like, I want to try something different. And their record label's like, well, you know. And they're like, no, this is what I want to do. And it's fucking great.
In that opinion, that's a great example of art. That's art. Now, then, even though they're making money off of it.
Exactly.
Like I said, art can be a product. You can make money off of it.
You can turn your hobby into a job.
But at the same time, you have to stay true to your vision. Mm-hmm. As soon as you're going off course of your vision, then it's no longer art. It's simply a product.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's my opinion.
But art
is a business, and I think that by saying that it's not, and it's nothing, like it takes away from us. We're working in the artist business of not getting like we're exposure dollars.
It's like I think it's like prioritizing.
Let me finish.
But I mean, we are talking. Like, it's just
like you know what I mean. There's like exposure dollars, and that's what kind of in a producer not saying that like art is a business, like. Without it, you're
commissions are business.
But it's all, I mean, there's levels of like how true you are to your art and how much you're giving and just, you know, when it's not no longer your
Basquiat
art.
Was true to his art. But Andy Warhol was true to his art. Even though Andy Warhol made it.
Even the lowest form of it is still a business. Like, it's still, you are being paid to do something of your service. Your services are an artistic
service. So are you saying, at the end of the day, art is a business?
Yes, art is a business. It's been a business. It's always been a business.
What I'm saying is,
I kind of agree with that because, I mean, as minuscule as it seems, this would be like, yo, I mean, even this table that we're using for all the podcast equipment, there's an art of making tables, you know what I'm saying? And somewhere there's some dude that designed this table for the art of making tables.
And you know what? Before machines was making them, bunch of people who made these tables, and they didn't give a fuck about how much they made because they ain't have a choice but to make. This is like motherfuckers who making sneakers. But these motherfuckers are making $2. You think they give a fuck about the artistry
Hold
of it?
Hold on. You look at some old tables and they have like craftsmanship and everything. You don't look at it as like, oh, that's artistic. You know what I mean? No, they used to do it with their hands and shit
Trent was saying, like, if you look at art, like a
surfboard.
There's certain things that you have to stay true to be considered science, to be considered art. So you have to stay true. If to be a table, you got to have a certain form to be considered a table. So if you in order to be the art of whatever, you have to stick to a certain.
I can't say art. I will never say that art is a business, like flat out.
Fucking straight up.
Art business. Can be used to make profit.
It's a straight up business.
But art is not a business.
It's a business
because you can live shit and breathe art and not make one dime.
That's the problem.
It'd be amazing.
There's people that are fine with that. That's the fucking problem. No, they're not. Art is one.
Art is number one.
I promise you, there's no struggling artist out there that's like, I like having a second job. Like, I like doing this They want
to
be able to do
it. Bro, it's people that got 9-to-5s and that are amazing artists.
But I'm saying, I guarantee
don't
you,
give a fuck about selling
not
one thing that they produce, whether it be visual, a sculpture, whether it's they woodwork or make shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers who don't give a fuck about being famous, that can cook,
it has
can
nothing
present
to
shit
do with fame. You're confusing making
a living. Why are we all yelling? Like, we're like sitting fame, next to each other. Like,
maybe not fame,
my
but
ears
money.
Are like right here.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's a single sculptor out there that's like, I like working at fucking Walgreens from 9-to-5.
Here's the thing.
That I would not rather sculpt on a daily basis.
Ain't about
what
money.
You're saying is like doing like nobody wants to be in debt. Nobody. That's what you're saying. So if you can use what you love to do to make money, get out of debt, then that's great. But look at somebody like Jay-Z, for example.
Hov.
I would argue, like, he's probably, he wasn't really an artist until he didn't have to rap, but he just rapped for the love of it. Like, at some point, you like, any artist wants to get to a point where they can do what they love without having to conform to the system. So it's, everybody think, okay, well, I'm going to conform to it to a certain point so I can make all my money, get out of debt, so then I can just do it for the love of it.
Tyler, the Creator, he didn't feel like his albums were good until Flower Boy.
But at the same sense, every single artist doesn't want to have a second job.
I know. Nobody wants me to have
nobody
a second job.
Nobody wants to have a second job.
Exactly. So at the same sense, your art has to be able to make a living.
Well, let's equate art with talent. Like, your talent doesn't have to make you money.
There's a lot of people.
No,
with talent.
We're not talking about talent.
No, I'm just saying you can equivalent art having being able to produce art as having a talent, so it's equal to talent.
What I'm saying is, like, if you're art, you're a painter, right? And you can make $1 million doing something else.
No, we're not talking about just a living.
No, you're talking about
$1 million
is a living.
So you saying you can't be an amazing piano player and work at Best Buy?
A piano player.
But if you can just be an amazing
piano. But tell me that. But just yes or no, you can't be like an amazing concert worthy piano player and work at Best Buy and be cool with that.
You can.
So why you not making money off of it? Because you're not making money off of it. That's your argument.
But that's what I'm saying is the fucking problem. Why is it a problem?
Why is it a problem? Why is it a problem? Because you're not making money off of it?
No.
It's a problem?
No, it's a... I tell you what. I tell you what.
That don't make sense.
For me, it's a problem because, like, whatever you're... Like, all right, just because... Certain people have certain talents.
Like, if you're a piano player, you should be able to make a living off being a piano player.
I understand what you're saying, but in the certain same aspect, certain people have certain talents that they don't necessarily want to... Like, I just did a movie that was based off a dude that was great at music but didn't want to do music because he only did it because his mom wanted him to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there are certain people that are great in certain things but don't necessarily mean that that's their dream.
I'm not saying, like...
So, I draw the line when it's when selling art, any form, movie, music, whatever, anything, now everything is sellable. Everything is a business. In the year 2020, anything is a business. You can literally make anything a business. Anything.
We're just talking about art right now.
No, but what I'm saying is, so art is a business.
That's what I'm saying.
The thing is, I'm not saying it's not a business. What I'm saying is, once you made enough money to make it, where you don't have to worry about money or debt, anything like that.
That's
you,
the dream.
Would you still do it?
That's the dream.
And if you won't still do it, then I would say, how you like if you write, for example, you would write if you getting paid or not. Every day you're gonna get up and write.
Exactly.
If you're a photographer, every day you're gonna shoot, even if nobody's paying you to
shoot. That's what I'm saying.
If you shoot and somebody wants to buy your photography, great. I'm not saying you can't use it as a business. If you can use it to get out of debt, do it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But you were saying it doesn't make it art.
I said, no. You see what I'm saying? You got to listen. What I said was, if you go into it trying to sell, if you go out there just shooting, or you go and shoot photography, whatever, and somebody sees it and says, yo, I love that. Can I buy it? Great, sell it. But if you say, I'm not going out there unless I know somebody going to pay me.
Or you going out there handing out cards and handing out, I gotta not, check out my website. You're promoting something that people going to buy.
I'm not
an artist.
You are at the same time, but you're using your art as a business. That's why I said art can't be used as a business. But art ain't a business. That's why I said it.
No, I didn't see that. I'm saying, y'all gotta listen. I didn't say you're not an artist. I said that product is not art. You can be an artist.
That is what he said. He's saying basically, if I were to go out, like, okay, it's like...
But if I'm an artist and I made some art and I sold it, is that... Why is
No, I'm not talking...
You're saying art is a business, I'm saying it's not just cut and dry.
I'm saying it's a product at that point because if you...
There's a thin line between product and art.
Yeah, it's like if I were to go outside and we all go outside and I take a photo of us standing outside and then somebody was like, oh, hey, I want to buy that. I'm like, okay, cool. But if I'm like, man, we should all go outside and take a photo so I can sell it. That's product.
But in the same sense,
you guys are making it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I never said. What I'm saying is,
but you're not even doing that. So that's not art that you're still doing. So if you're a rapper and you rapping to get some money, so you mean to tell me if I do a verse, somebody gonna say, man, that's not art because you're doing that so you can get a single.
No, I'm saying it's a product, and we're saying that products made by artists.
No.
It's a business. We're not saying that it's not art.
No, I'm saying, like, so y'all put words in my mouth. There's certain things, like, for instance, you're talking about hip-hop and rappers. Early hip-hop, they weren't making money off of it, but they just loved to rap. They loved to express themselves. That was art. At some point, they was able to sell it. Now, that same, like, Nas, for a great example, Nas. When he first started off, he was just rapping. Loved to rap, did his thing, expressed himself. It was, he came in at a time where people weren't making millions of dollars off of it, but he still did it because he loved to do it. Now, he sells an album, his first album. That first album, he didn't make it because he thought he was going to make a bunch of money. He sold it because he made the album, and then somebody bought it. Great.
He also made it when he was 16, by the way.
But at some point, so now Nas is big, right? Exactly. Now, Nas is still an artist. I'm not saying he's not an artist. But at some point, if
but
Nike,
you're saying, what
but
he's putting
Nike,
out is not art.
No.
I'm saying it's a product.
Well, I'm saying now. No, what I'm saying though now.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying he's still an artist.
No, let me finish the statement. So now Nike calls Nas and says, "I want you to make a song for our new commercial coming out." That song he made, in my opinion, is a product. Now he's still an artist, and he still has made art. But that piece of his that. Song in his catalog, but it's a product.
But to him, what he put down is still his art, though.
Let me just say this one sentence. I think there shouldn't be a distinction between what is art and product. It's not black and white. Like, there's a fucking huge, like, spectrum in between. Like, just because.
But
one
that's
thing
what I'm saying.
Product doesn't mean it can't be art.
In the year 2020, everything you can sell everything, man.
It's not either or; it can be both.
Right.
You know, that's
what I'm saying.
There's a problem that you talked about Nas and the Nike thing, but there's a problem. So when Boost Mobile was big, Boost Mobile hit up Kanye, they hit up Ludacris, and they hit up The Game. And Kanye produced the track for their album, for the song called Where You At. And if you haven't heard it, you should hear it, because fucking beat is banging. Mm. Everybody on their phone is flowing. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. But that was a commissioned product. Now, but then you go and listen to something like Late Dropout, not saying that it's not art, I'm saying that's a product, and because we call it art a business, businesses, you have to have products to sell as a business. Okay, so then you go to something like The College Dropout, which he made when he couldn't even, he made Through the Wire when his mouth was wired shut. Huh? Yeah, I know, it's a great album. I remember hearing that song. I remember driving and pulling over and calling my sister, and I'm like, what if... I was like, she knew what it was, but it was fresh. But that song, he made that as therapy to get out of, to know that he could still do his art. And then when the album came out, then that album then in turn did become a product, but not from a space as in, like, I'm doing this to make
money. Yeah. Unlike the Jesus King album, I'm pretty sure.
And I keep bringing up Kanye because it's just the easiest example.
I can't even use "Believe I Can Fly," which is a commissioned song for a fucking movie. But like that shit was. I don't know, dog. You couldn't tell third grade me that shit wasn't art, dog.
No,
I don't give a fuck. Everybody say that shit in motherfucking course in third grade in the 90s. Like, when you graduated from fucking middle school to whatever the fuck, or from elementary to middle school, I believe I could, man, look. That was art.
And
it was commissioned.
And what I'm getting at is...
awkward.
Yes, it can be both. And I'm not saying it's wrong to produce products, because that's how... I mean, yo, do it. Do what you gotta do to make your money, and you can still be very creative in that. But I'm saying, like, the problem is, if you want to be considered an artist, it's hard to be considered a true artist. Because a lot of times we have to be somewhat slaves to the corporate.
Yeah.
And the corporate's going to say, yeah, I like how you rap, but do it this way.
No longer
be true to yourself,
so that
you're making a product.
Dictates your artist,
I'm saying, like,
I'm an artist, but you like,
I think that goes through
artist,
a...
Oh, I agree with you on, like, it's not black and white, it's all gray, and it's, and I'm not going to call somebody else that truly believes they're artist than they're not. I'm not gonna do that, because if you feel true to your
pipe,
I won't say product.
It's just like bullshit artists to
what you're doing, then so be it. I'm not gonna say you're not, but at the same time, there is is a given truth. Like, if you're producing stuff, you're being paid to produce something. If it wasn't, if they look beautiful and put on a wall or whatever, or a song, then if you're making bottled water, then people will be like, oh, but it's just like,
I hear what everybody's saying.
But why, if you can put that same, if you can say the same thing about bottled water, you got to say the same thing about anything else you sell.
Yeah, but at the same time, everything you are making as an artist, even if you want to make money or not, you're still mimicking something that sells.
I'm about to say, this dude.
Hold on. Like, you're still making, whether you're a painter, whether you're making tables, whether you're making songs, whatever you're making, you're still mimicking something, whatever it is.
You
name something that, like a painting, a shell, a planter. Like, somebody has sold this in a sense. Like, you get what I mean? Like,
okay, no, how about we break it down like this? At the basics of it, let's say art is this: music, visual, whether it be drawing,
anything.
No, it's not.
The art of landscaping.
Let's say art.
Landscaping.
Listen, what I'm saying. Art. Visual, which is landscaping, sculptures, statues, buildings, that's visual, that's shit you see. Vocal, singing, musical, instruments and shit, and theatrical, acting.
Yeah, but it's those three things.
At their basics, they're not taught to make money. They're taught to express how you feel.
But that's a different...
That's why it's not a business. I went to performing art school, bro. They taught us this shit. Like, it's not taught to. It's not taught for that. When you learn how to paint, and when you learn how to draw, when you learn how to play an instrument, they're not teaching you how to make profit off of that. They're teaching you how to develop that talent and how to love it for what it is.
And learn the history of it. I can say that.
And they're not teaching you how to make money off of it. The world is teaching you how to make money off of it because people like that shit. If you like create some shit that I happen to like. It's a lot of artists that out there that's dope that nobody like they shit.
But you're still being trained to
be an
instrument.
But you're never gonna stop being an artist because at the core, it's not about making money.
I never said that. So it's not about making money.
You said art is business.
It's a business. I've never made it. I consider myself. I mean, sold anything.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but
I mean,
even if you don't do nothing with it, it's not just a business.
It's still
even if you do nothing with your talent that you created or your art that you created. Even if you don't care to make money off of it, that means it's not a business.
I understand what you...
It's an expression of you. That's what art is. It's not business.
You don't
will your own guitar. Like,
in business class, they don't say, hey, you should invest in art.
I built
my own guitar.
I mean, like, in a sense there is, but, like, you're still buying stuff. Like, yeah, it's all a circle of business.
I understand what you're saying, like in certain aspects, yes, art is a business. Hell, I mean,
business.
If you look at how we live nowadays, everything's a business, man. What the fuck is it? Motherfuckers are literally.
We are businesses like ourselves.
Motherfuckers are literally holding the phone to their face and be like and becoming influencers. I don't even know what business that is, but that's a business.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's saying you should be making money. You should make money off anything you do. If you can make money off just breathing, do it. But at the same time, like. You're talking about landscaping. Remember, Edward Scissorhands? Yeah. And he cut all the... Like, imagine somebody said, yeah, that dinosaur you just made out of my bush, cut that down, just make it flat. I don't want to... Like, Edward's not going to be like, man. He's going to be like, yo, you taking away my vision. That's not art. He's looking like, I just cut to my grass. That's not art to me. Now, he's still an artist, but he's like, no, that's just cutting grass. Really, if I express myself... non-monetarily, not because I'm going to make money off of it, just because I want to express myself. Now, if you can express yourself and make money and make a business out of expressing yourself, then, yo, thumbs up. That's the best of both worlds.
Still doesn't change. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's still a business in a sense. No, like if Edward Scissorhands was his job to go around and cut
it's a lot of people, he would cut it off.
Okay, I want the business.
There's a lot of people that have millions, not about to say Jay-Z, has more money than he probably spent in his lifetime, right? He don't have to put an album out. But when he does, he can be true to himself because he's like, I'm not trying to make money off this. It's just me rapping. Like, as people, it's sad to say. That's really the sad thing about it, he knew he was going to make some money.
That's what he knew.
Well, maybe, I don't know, I can't spin his head. Yeah. But the sad thing about it is,
niggas ain't even so many really talented artists
that believe in whatever their voice is, no matter what it is, can't speak because they know they're in debt because student loans. They're in debt because their rent they gotta pay. So then they gotta sell themselves short.
All right, is it safe to say, like, as an artist, you know, say whatever for an artist, most artists aspire to be able to make their art a business so they can get out of their current situation.
Not all.
I'm not saying, but
I think we're going from point A to point C.
I think that's in everything you do, though. It's niggas that can hoop. That some of them give a fuck about going to the league, some don't.
You don't like that? No.
Whether they got the talent to or not, they
every artist aspires to be out of debt so they can truly be there, do their art without worrying about anything else. So if you can play a piano, yes, the point B is, hey, I can't wait to get to make some money off playing the piano. I can get a commission to do this and do that. So I get out of debt, so then I can just play.
But see, that's the thing. It's like
variables. Like,
I was saying, like, how I don't consider something art until... I guess I'm a hypocrite because as I got older, you start realizing things. You're like, yeah, that doesn't really make sense. Whatever. But I guess it just comes with age, I guess. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm 31. I'm not like, you know, a million years old. But it's like as you get older, you start realizing, like, that's a way for them to express it. Like, Dadaism. Like, I'm telling you, when I was in, you couldn't tell me shit when I was in fucking middle school and high school. I hated that shit. I hated it until I got older and I was like, that's how they express themselves. And then I was just like, everybody.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
It may not be my jazz.
Here's what you guys are confusing. Right. I'm not
saying. You know, just like with what they call mumble rap now, like, I don't understand a lot of it. Right. And because I am a musician, and I am a music snob, I am. But I've gotten more lenient. I don't want to be that way, but I've gotten more lenient. And I'm just like, oh, I understand how that emotes this emotion.
See, now you see, you're seeing it for what it is.
Yeah, and so it's just like, I'm like, okay, now is that a product? Some of it most definitely is a product, and which then makes it a business. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't think they're any less of an artist than I am.
But I'm not saying that you have to make money to be considered an artist.
I keep giving you examples. The last one I gave you out of seven ones I've done before.
No.
You already told me what I said, so now you gotta let me say what I said. So, but
I wasn't talking about you. We've established what you said.
No, because like you can be an artist and produce art as well as produce products.
Of course.
So I'm saying like, if you are Edward Scissorhands,
Virgil Abloh,
you can cut somebody's grass flat.
Yeah, that
and
brother's talented.
Make money.
Yeah. But that nigga's selling rugs with the word rug in quotes in it.
What I said was
the item that you present is either a product.
If they biting, keep feeding them.
It doesn't change the person.
If they biting, keep feeding them,
baby. The person making it is an artist. I'm not saying.
Goddamn. I mean, I've seen some of his more intricate work, too, but he's very talented.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, if you sell something, sell it. Again, make your money. I ain't telling nobody.
Nah, man, that's what it's all about, man. It's all about, you know, interpretation up to the person, right?
How much time we got? Because I'm going to ask you a question, y'all.
Oh, yeah, you ask a question,
let's
man.
Let's change it up. Whatever.
Yeah, we can go for a second.
Me and my girls, I was at her house, and she turned on, I don't know, Hulu or something.
Okay.
And they got that show called Bon Appetit.
Bon Appetit. Oh, like
Bon Appetit.
Oh, the weed.
The weed cooking show. Okay. Now, I was watching it. The first thing, she laughed at me. The first thing I know is there's no black people on there. I was like, how are you going to have like a bunch of white, middle class, upper class people cooking with weed where
it's because everybody's only white people season.
Exactly. Well, I just pictured a bunch of black dudes in prison right now watching the show like, damn.
I'm in jail for that shit.
Cause niggas don't be cooking with their weed. They be selling it and smoking it. Niggas ain't about to waste the whole zip on this cake, nigga. Like, hey, we got an ounce. I mean, we got like a little bit. I done smoked about four blunts, so whatever that's left, I guess that's what we got. Nigga, you fucked up the whole batch, nigga.
Nigga, I just gonna eat half a cookie, dog, and then I'm gonna
James
smoke
came us. Over for a dub. I sold him a 3.5 and shit. So, I mean, we made a little money off of it.
Nah, but what was the question, though? Oh, what was you
saying? Well, just how y'all felt about that show. Because I felt like, hey, me and Culture Vulture, somebody see, hey, I can make money.
I think that's their shit. Cooking with weed, that's their shit.
That ain't no brother shit.
That's
their
shit. We eat it.
You talk about cooking with pork? Now, that's our shit. Cooking with chicken, that's our shit, too.
Yeah, barbecue. Yeah,
yeah. That's soul food. If it was a drug dealing show, that'd be us too.
How to weigh that shit up, bag it up, and zip it up.
High school, the white kids used to come with edibles and all that stuff. Like, yo, what the fuck is this? Let me get one.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever had an edible. A chick brought it, a little cake to school. I was like, this is amazing.
I was like, hold on, how you put weed and shit?
How did you do it?
You just got to put a whole ounce. I'm like, wait a minute, that's a lot of weed, dog.
Yeah, when she told me, I'm like, damn.
You seen the show?
Yeah, I think
I saw an episode or two. It's entertaining as fuck. I like this.
It's hard to watch shit like that, especially knowing there's niggas still in jail for weed from 1972.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, though. You're like, wait a minute. Like,
that's the fuck.
They glamorizing it.
Like that shit should be hard, because I just came back from Denver a couple of days ago. So, like, being out in Denver where you can just go walk into a store and be like, hey, let me get a bag of weed. Like, hey, man, like, yeah, thank you. Thank you, officer. You have a great day, too.
It's coming to...
Like that. And then you come back, it's like, what do you do with smoking the devil's lettuce out here? it's like, wait a minute. Like, you just go like 1,000 miles that way, dog. Yeah. You good.
Oh, man, you need something.
Yeah, dog. Like, but that's neither here nor there. I think the show's pretty dope.
I liked it, bro.
You know, for what it's worth. You know, I just take it for what it's worth. It's been a pleasure, everybody. We went long as hell today, man. Like, shit.
Yeah, niggas is tired and sleepy.
Hell yeah, boy.
I'm tired and sleepy and hungry. We got to get back in the groove of doing these here, man. This was the first one of 2020.
I know, man. 2020.
So
man.
We back in your ass, bitch.
I said 2020. Mm-hmm. 2020. Goddamn.
2020.
I feel like make sure you write 2020 on all your forms.
I know. I'm trying to think. Did I do some start work lately and put 2019 on that? I think I did. I think I just did some start work and put 2019.
Yeah, you got to fill all that shit out, man. Motherfuckers are scamming. Motherfucker called me the other day talking about, yo, man, your security number going bad.
Oh, yeah. I got that text. I'm like, how did you get my number, first of all? Delete me from the fucking. Where your social security number's been compromised. Like, what do you mean?
Your mama's been shot. +3.
I don't even use my social security number, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
They're just trying with everything.
Like, do what you got to do with that shit. I don't give a fuck.
They called me and told me my Netflix password was down. They told me my Apple was compromised. Like, social security, everything has been compromised. It's that little, they're all like little phishing.
Yeah, bro, like, I'm good, man. Like, the motherfuckers be scamming out their ass, man. I be like, yo, man, just leave me the fuck alone, though.
That I love when they call, they're like, such. Well, can I get you to verify some information? I'm like, okay. They're like, I need your name, your date of birth, your address, your social security. I said, damn, man, you should already have
that. I don't even know my name.
Yeah, they're like, well, you know, we just need to verify. I'm like, all right, cool. My name is Mickey Mouse. And then like,
the government don't call you for shit. They show up.
They don't even show up.
They send a letter.
They send a letter. And hopefully you get
they
the
show
letter.
Up when you're late.
And you don't see the letter until two days before it's about to be due.
They time that shit perfectly. They work in cahoots with the post office.
You get that letter 2 days before you about to be in court. Like, God damn,
we sent that letter 2 days from now.
It's like me. It's like me when I was working on the show. And I went in, Alex, you were there, when I went in, and it was the second unit, and I was on the show, and I get in there, and I kept trying to call to pay this speeding ticket, or as they call it, a citation.
Citation.
They took away ticket? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I kept paying, and I finally got a hold of somebody, and they're like, yeah, if you don't show up here now, we're going to lock you up. And I remember turning to the aide came first, and I was like, I got to go.
Yeah.
And like, I had only been on set maybe 45 minutes.
Damn. And what was it, gone. A court date?
Yeah. No, the same thing happened to me.
You had to go to court.
Yeah,
immediately.
The same thing happened to me. I drove across town to make it there by the time, and I sat in there for like 5 hours, and then they were like, pay the court costs, and then I dipped. And I was like, I couldn't do that over the phone.
You couldn't?
Yeah. No.
I had to show up. Yeah, some shit, yeah, you got to appear for.
I had the same thing happen, only like...
You actually just... It said the date on it, and you called on that. You happened to call
I've been calling before, and couldn't get a hold of anybody. But I was been working. Calling. Yeah, and then I finally got a hold of somebody.
See, that's crazy. Like, how you ain't even get through? You've been calling. See, that's they fault. And they was
calling. They do that shit all the time. And then I would have just...
You can pay it online.
You had to pay more money.
No, they would have paid it online for my arrest.
No, I had this...
Locked you up. You
got
to pay...
You know, I'd have got pulled on by the cops. They'd be like, get in the car.
Hold on, I had this...
Locked you up. You had to pay bond, and then you would have to pay your court fees all over again.
I had it, like, where I went. Like, basically the same thing. Like, I was, like, you know, court date, and I went to the court date. And somehow he wrote the wrong court date or something. And I, like, he forgot to put the one. Like, it was like 7. Or I should have been there the 17th. Some shit. I don't know. But anyway, I was there like a few days late. It was basically like, if you walk out of there, we have a warrant for your arrest, or we can arrest you. So not only did I have to pay it, I had to pay the court costs. And I had to pay the fact that I was like, basically foregoing an arrest. You know what I mean? Like I basically had to pay like bail, like the court costs, and the cost of the ticket.
So we can skip
ticket,
all
like,
this jail
all
shit.
Of that shit, you just pay us right now. I'm like, this is entrapment. I showed up an hour early, too. Like,
especially the city of Atlanta and most big major cities. City of Atlanta does it all the time. They just give out bunches of tickets, knowing half of them they don't process. So, like, they just say, hey.
Oh, to see who's going to pay.
See who's going to pay. So, if you don't pay, it's a good chance. It's happened to me.
50-50.
It's a 50-50 chance. Like, I've had a ticket.
A citation,
yes.
I ain't going to say too much details, and they may pull this thing back up. Oh, yeah, I forgot you did that.
My name is Tanner Roberts.
But I've had a citation.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I forgot to pay it. And then I remembered, I had it in my little folder. So I was like, know what, I'm going to pay this thing. I've called them. Finally got in touch with them. I was like, yo, this is what it is. They said, oh, you're not in the system. Like, what are you talking about? This citation doesn't even exist.
I've had that happen.
And it happens all the time.
Okay, bye.
It's a toss-up. Sometimes they just...
You know, hopping in glass, hanging up here immediately.
Great. If you show up to court, great. If you don't, it's a 50-50. Now, you got that's a... Toss up if you don't. If you want to risk getting locked
it's
up.
It's not worth. But that's what I'm saying. It's like I went there and they're like, oh, this was out a week ago. Like,
we actually have a warrant out for walking around with a bench warrant. You definitely don't want to be walking around.
That's basically what it was.
I
mean,
any interaction with the police, they run your shit. You're going to jail, my nigga.
It's like
you
have a license. It was almost like I was in the center of the hurricane.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
It's basically what it was. I got there and I was like in the center. The second I walked out of this courthouse, I could be arrested, but as long as I was in this courthouse, this warrant doesn't mean shit. You know what I mean? It's like
you can't leave
so.
Until you pay, motherfucker.
Basically, cost like $500 to just walk out of that courthouse.
It's always better to give them the money.
I was like, here you go, just on it.
Oh shit, man!
I have a 4 o'clock call time. Like, I gotta go.
They know what they're doing, man.
Shit, as soon as they lock me up, they be like, hey man, you get there, it'll probably be like $300-$400 for. I'll be like, yeah, y'all might as well not even take me back there, though. I'm gonna give y'all my debit card as soon as you get there.
Have a little, what's a little square?
They should.
I get pulled over, I want a cop to pull up a square.
And that was before
that. Give me a price list. Give me
how
a price
is this
list.
Ticket? How much
is a suspended license, man?
And that was before they had Uber, so then you would have to drive all the way to the jail.
Do a debit, man. Debit. Do that one credit, man.
Call a taxi. Taxi take like $100 to drop your ass.
Or
from the
Cash App or something. You can Cash App the police department. Like, Cash App the APD.
Like, hey man. Like, matter of fact, I'm gonna make a donation this year.
Did it go through? All right, we'll just sit here till it go through. Hold on, my Wi-Fi be fucking up. Right.
Hands where I can see him. I'm trying to pay.
I'm trying to pay.
Hey Siri, pay these niggas off.
Pay your little weed ticket. How much is this weed ticket? How much is this?
Like, hey, sir, out for you, right? Pay these niggas right now.
You be putting funny messages and shit.
That's a good way. Atlanta police, man, listen up.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
That's a great idea, man.
Cash App.
Stop arresting niggas and let them pay. If they got the money, man, take the money, man.
I got $2.
I just need a receipt
right now.
Y'all need some kind of new facilities or something. I'm sure.
Can I get it on the payment?
Give nigga a payment plan on the spot. This one, okay, your first payment is going to be today. The next one going to come 2 weeks from now.
Nah, bro. I don't know if y'all heard, but
and
I'm,
then give a nigga a warrant. Like, and, if I don't pay.
And, like, Buckhead Dunwoody, dog, I was just watching the news a couple weeks ago. They're not even prosecuting motherfuckers anymore, dog, for getting stopped with cocaine and shit. Because so many of them upper echelon motherfuckers that be driving, oh, they getting pulled over with cocaine and shit like
so
that.
What they doing?
So, like, they just be throwing it, like, you know, just give them, like, they write them down to, like, some kind of misdemeanor charges and shit that like that. Yeah, dog. Yeah, because there was like, there's been over like 300-400 of them motherfuckers.
What about weed?
What are they doing with the cocaine?
Like, probably not
like,
the weed.
You're going to have a bagger's ticket? Like,
I know.
Like, right? They, you know, they get
the
rid of
weed,
it.
Usually with the weed, they don't even take it. They're just like, here's a ticket for like,
shit, me.
Hell not. All the boys be like, you got weed in the car?
Yeah, my weed is gone. Every time I got to
every time with weed.
We got him. We got him. What the
fuck? No, now like the laws with the weed is like they don't even take it. They just give you a 75. Like, nah, with son. Decriminalized here. In
I don't
life.
Believe that till I
dude,
see it.
Do the boy stand in front of you?
I'm still putting it in my butt. I'm trying to do butt.
You got
Buckhead.
Three. You got three.
I
do
riding.
Under the sack, baby. Under the sack, baby. No. That's what I do, dog.
I'm boofing. I'm boofing it, nigga. They ain't gonna make me spread them and then hey. I drop it because my sack done went loose. Nah, you got
to
boof that shit.
That's why you gotta have them condensed, baby. That's why you can't be busting nuts every day, dog.
Exactly. Keep a tight sack. Okay. You gotta keep that tight sack, huh? You don't want your ball sack too relaxed now. Keep it on half. Keep it at least on half so you got some weight on it.
You yeah,
got some
if you ride dirty, boy, you better ride dirty. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, boy. Yeah, man. This has been real, man. The High Class Dirtbags Podcast. Once again, man, who was on the show today,
yeah,
man?
We back up in your boy, J-Dot. You know what it is. We always in the building. Who else?
Olansky, one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram because somebody stole my verification check. Fuck y'all bitch ass niggas. Bye, 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 bye.
Or again, it's,
Flames P. Flames P 36 on Instagram. Fuck up.
Yo, this is Alex. This is my first time Alexander Hoop on Instagram.
Yeah.
And this Black Magic first time on.
All right, man. Y'all ain't have to say that,
fellas.
Man.
Now, you luck
the pod virginity. The pod cherry.
Dang
it,
son. Where'd you find this?
Oh, man. We're back.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That's enough for me, dog.